listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
I'm a gorilla in a fucking coop, finna pull up in the zoo. I'm like Chief Keef beat Rafiki, who been lying king to you. Woo! Pocket watching like kangaroos. Tell the clowns we ain't amused. Nanny clips for that monkey business. 4 or 5 got changed for you. Motorcades when we come through. Presidential with the planes too. I'm better than you with the residential. Undefeated with the cane too. I said new to the Super Bowl. You don't need me. I don't need you. No, that's what. You need me. I don't need you.
Right.
Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Last night was a fucking zoo. Stage diving in a pool of people. Ran through Liverpool like a fucking beetle. Smoked gorilla glue like it's fucking legal. Tell that Grammys fuck that Ofa. Ape shit. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape shit? Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tells podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're live on a Tuesday, ready to do some podcasting. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, search the Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. We love those. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And an unofficial sport.
Bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. Today's show is brought to you by a sexy little number we like to call Adam and Eve.
Come on.
What you doing?
Do y'all like free stuff?
I do.
I do as well. And I'm going to help you guys get some free stuff right now. By going to adamandeve.com, pick out one item and you can get a half off. Now that's only half free. I know what you're saying. Right, you said free stuff. That's half off. That's not the same.
Not the same.
Well, you're right. That you goddamn right, it's not the same. But that's because Adam and Eve is gonna help you get free stuff when you put in code TBGWT at the checkout. So in addition to that half off of that one item, you know, it might be a sexy piece of lingerie and you'll be having it half off, you know, as soon as they get into bed together. That's how it happens.
Come on.
But you can also get 10 tantalizing free gifts. You get 3 sexy items you can split between you and another person. Keep them all to yourself. Be greedy. I don't care.
It don't matter.
Once you buy this, it's out of my hands what you do. Then you get some sexy, spicy movies. Free, 6 of them free. And you get free shipping. So you can't beat that, guys.
Mm-mm.
I know some of you guys, Blu-ray and DVD players, got dust on them. Go ahead and dust it off and treat yourself to a fine, high quality pornographic DVD, my friend.
Lightning everything.
Okay. That's TBGWT is the offer code when you go to check out at adamandeve.com to get half off of one item and 10 free gifts that I just explained to you. I mean, do you have short-term memory problems? I just told you what it was. TBGWT at adamandeve.com.
Over and get this thing started right. I'm gonna give you something friendly to you, baby. I don't think you heard me. I want to do something freaky to you, babe. Call out my name.
Then he started rapping. Alright, guys. We have all kinds of stuff to get into. I guess before we get started, I do have some random thoughts.
Okay.
Just things I was thinking about over the last week or so. There's only a few of them, but I'll try to get to it. You know they have different categories on porn sites.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is MILF. That's like one of the more popular porns.
Mm-hmm.
Categories now is MILF. Mothers I Like to Fuck, if you guys don't know what it stands for.
Because I didn't for a long time. Oh, what the fuck is a MILF?
Yeah.
I've heard of MILK, but not MILF.
Yeah, I'm into MILF. I like GILF now, too. Grandmothers I Like to Fuck. Oh. Although you would think it would be good MILF, but it's just GILF. I don't know why the M doesn't count. But anyway, all of it, right? But sometimes you be watching, and I don't know if it's just I'm getting older or what, but like the actress that's in the MILF porn is really too, like, it seemed like she too young to be in the MILF section.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen it before. Yeah, you be like, you don't look,
Yeah, we had the porn star Sarah J on our show years ago, a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Recurring guest. And one of the things she broke down to us is like, you know, you get put in the MILF section and category based on your body type, not actually your age. So she was like, if you look a certain, like, curves or whatever, they throw you, okay, you're in the MILF section. So you might not even be, you know, that old. But it's sad when you see, like, the MILF porn and the actress is like, you can tell like they too, they young, you're like, wow.
Yeah, you go,
because then you just like, wow, babies having babies, you know. You just shake your head with your penis in your hand like, I can't believe this. What is the world coming to? These children, pray for them.
Like, you ain't got no business in this video.
If you plant microwave popcorn seeds, will they grow a plant that blossoms bags of microwave popcorn?
That's not how it works.
Only one way to find out. Unless you've ever planted them, then you don't know.
I don't think that's how that works. I don't know what happens.
You don't know. You don't know, though.
You plant them. I just turn to a corn stalk. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe that part, I don't know.
Maybe it comes out with little microwavable plastic bags. You don't know. Mm-mm. All right. So don't poo-poo on my idea just because you never tried it. I'm at that age now where, guys, I don't know if you guys know, but AT&T Uverse is having a fight with NFL Network. And so now we don't have NFL Red Zone or the NFL Channel listed on our cable, and we can't watch any NFL preseason stuff, any of that stuff, right?
Right.
So congratulations, we have joined the boycott, y'all. Team Cap, all right, we are all Team Kaepernick over here. We are no longer supporting the terrible, terrible NFL.
Until they bring the show back.
You schemed and you plotted.
Yeah, you did.
And you got me. Okay, are you niggas happy? Yes, I will focot with you. Are you happy? Damn. Good grief. But yeah, so what's funny is when they have these, like, I don't know if you guys still have cable. I know we're like the last people with it.
Right, and periodically they do it with different sets of channels.
Well, I don't know about sets, but just I've only seen it with a channel or whatever in particular. But you're right. No, you're right. Sometimes it is a set. Like when it was Viacom, it was a set. Mm-hmm. But what I find interesting is, so the cable company enlist me, the cable customer, in they fight.
I don't care.
They be like, hey y'all, Jefferson Pilot is not gonna let us air CBS, the CB local CBS affiliate, they're not gonna let us air the CBS, the NCAA tournament, so you guys won't be able to see the NCAA tournament this week, and it's all their fault. Go get them, guys. Tell them on social media, go to their website. Mm-hmm. Do this, and now you putting me to work.
Great,
for your job. For your job.
Fuck you.
Right? Can you imagine me doing that to the cable company if I call them, hey guys, I don't know if you know, but I'm gonna be a little late on the bill, I'm a little behind. I'm gonna need you to call my uncle and see if he'll let me get that money back I let him borrow last week. Yeah, what we gonna do, just gonna text him, give him a call on his number, and we just gonna tell him, hey, give Rod his money back, okay? He gave you the $50, you said you was gonna pay him back last week, and now he laid on with our money, and this now you really fucking with our money. So we in this together, cable company. They don't work like that. They just cut your cable off, right? It's not a package deal like that. The other thing they, because I mentioned this on my Facebook, and boy, if I tell you, these coons didn't start caping for the man. Oh my god. Oh, I was so disappointed in these black people. They was trying to explain to me, oh no, Rod, you see, they have cost raising in other areas, even if they doing well. You know what, they didn't email me about them cost. They must have just paid those. They didn't tell me, hey guys, the cost of Nickelodeon is going up, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and call Nickelodeon. Nope, they just paid them more. So why they playing with my shit? Okay, I'll let everybody have their shit. I don't care about these other channels I don't watch. Oh, you want the History Channel? Cool, dog. Do you? It's gonna cost 10 cents more? Cool. But they really be trying to trip over what's gonna amount to like a 0.033 cent increase,
right,
for my black ass for the NFL Network. Just take it. Okay? I don't need you to write me and let me know you're bargaining with them. Only thing I know is I don't got the channel.
Right.
Fix it. And then the worst part is they don't give me no discount.
Mm-mm.
They don't never call me and say, hey, Rod, you might notice your bill was $5 less this week. Yeah, this month. Well, why? Oh, we NFL Channel, you know, we couldn't come to a deal with them. So since we ain't got to spend that money on them no more, we said, hey, we might as well give it back to the customer. Nope, bill's still going up. Bill's still going up. If the bill's still going up, then I want all my motherfucking channels, nigga.
Right.
Kind of shit is this? Hey, man, we in the middle of negotiations. Well, that sounds like a you problem. I'm negotiating with my boss if he's gonna send my check on Friday. So it's like we both in it together, AT&T. Like, I hate this little trick that these gaslighting ass companies do. You know, another company that did it to me recently, Loot Crate, used to be a sponsor of the show. Mm-hmm. But they started struggling on their bills, and they weren't paying us on time. It was a whole ordeal, right? Still owe us money, actually. Mm-hmm. But Loot Crate, I noticed the other day, I was like, wait a minute. I went to look at my credit card bill, and I'm billed from Loot Crate. I'm like, okay, I got a bill. Every 3 months, they send me 3 boxes. Cool, you know? Mm-hmm. That's my side of the bargain.
Right.
But then I look on there, I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't got no fucking box since May.
We sure have
not. Last time I checked, it's almost September.
Come on.
So I'm like, the fuck? And I said something about it on Twitter. They was like, please open up a help ticket or, you know, follow us back. So I emailed them and say, hey, what the fuck up with my box? And they emailed me back like, oh yeah, it's gonna, your boxes are, if you look on the site, they're scheduled to be mailed out August 30th.
All of my boxes.
And I said to myself, I says, now how the fuck is a box for June not shipping until damn near September? That would make that more like a September box for my calculations. Now, I'm just a poor country lawyer, okay? I don't know shit from Shinola, but I do know shipping dates typically correspond with the month of the box when you order something, right? So I says, that doesn't sound right. Y'all must be struggling with that money. I'm gonna need to go ahead and cancel my subscription, get a refund, sounds like, right?
Come on.
But the way they explained it to me was like, oh yeah, no big deal, you already know. You know, as we said before, I'm like, y'all haven't said shit. Y'all didn't email me and tell me it was going to be a delay.
Nope. You took that fucking money, though.
Right. They were like, if you go on the site and see, you can see where it says it's going to be, it's not shipping till August. I'm like, yeah, I thought that must have been a fucking mistake, because that doesn't correspond with the calendar. It's not how calendars work, guys. So that was last week, right? And I go, okay, I'm going to give them till August or whatever and see if I get my motherfucking, my boxes, cool. You know what? The money's gone. They already took the money for the 3 months. I'm hoping I just get my boxes. We call it even. And then I'll cancel my subscription, right? Y'all, I got an email this morning. And it was like, hey, it's Loot Crate. I know you guys have been wondering. We've just been acquired by another company. And this is good news, because it means that we will be shipping your boxes out on time. We'll actually be able to ship them all now, and you will receive them, and we will get some cash coming in, and that's good for us and good for you as customers. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, why does it sound like y'all wasn't about to ship my shit? Don't it sound like y'all lied to me? Like, y'all was like, I hope we get the money to ship this shit. It was like, the sale won't go through for 45 days. Thanks for keeping us in your prayers and thoughts. I'm like, no, we wasn't. I didn't even know y'all had a problem. You have gaslit me. You made it seem like we in this together, corporation. We not in this together. What kind of slick shit is that? I can't do that to Loot Crate. Well, guys, I don't know if you checked my credit card, but I have authorized payment for December. So I'm going to need you to ship my 3 boxes for free, and you'll get the payment on the back end. You know, that's just a little thing that we're doing. Oh, I didn't tell you. Oh, my bad. Let me send you a little email. Hey, guys, just got a little cash coming in. So it looks like you will actually get the money on December like you're supposed to get it. Well, I was supposed to get my money back in September. I know. It's crazy to me, too. It's like we both in this together. We both broke, Loot Crate. What's up with these companies doing this? It's like some new shit. I don't like this. This old trick you into thinking we on the same side shit.
Yeah, like I said, I am so glad that you've been handling like a lot of that stuff, because they don't want me on the case, because I would be riding asses. But that's just me, because where's my motherfucking money? Where's my product?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Cancel it, bitch.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get to that point. I do want my stuff, you know, but I get you. It's just, I don't know. I just think the technique is weird.
And
I'd rather them email me up front and say, hey, we're having some shipping problems and it's looking like we're gonna have to delay shipping on some of these boxes and it won't be out the da-da. I'd rather them say that than to right. be like, oh, what, you didn't notice? Oh yeah, it said on the site you ain't getting it till the end of August. Yeah, I was hoping that was a fucking mistake since you didn't think it would be something I would like to be aware of, that I wasn't gonna get my shit till 2-3 months behind. It seemed like a motherfucking easy solution to, hey, the shit is delayed.
Yeah. And that's my thing. My thing is, most people are under, you have some irrational people, but we're not irrational. You'd have told me that up front, cool. Not a problem, but for the fact that you tried to trick me, that's the part that makes me mad and go, what the fuck is this?
All right. Now, I don't really care about the NFL channel that much, to be honest, because the way I watch football the last few years, the way my age is set up,
right?
My favorite way to watch football now is laying on my side on the couch while reading a good book, and then waking up after the game and being like, is it nighttime or did I sleep till the next morning? that's my shit now.
It'd be the middle of the 4 o'clock games.
I don't know. It's, I wake up and I'll just be like, is it 7 a.m or 7 p.m
Be so confused.
Yeah, like that's what's funny when people because people get, you know, I'm not gonna reiterate the faux cop with the NFL shit people are doing, but people sometimes get mad and be like, y'all just love the NFL so much, just admit you won't give it up. I'm like, nigga, I already been giving it up. I'll be sleeping. I don't even be abreast of these games. Y'all don't even hear me talk about the NFL on the show that much because I don't know. I'm like, yeah, so I think, did the Cowboys play
I don't know.
Falcons? Like, I don't, it's just like, I'm just being honest about it.
Right.
That I was already losing interest, and I'm not gonna give Kaepernick or try to, you know, lionize my loss of interest into some type of cause when it's not true. You know? It's like me saying, yeah, I stopped eating at Chick-fil-A because of how they treat gay people. Truth is, Popeye's got spicy chicken biscuit now. Ooh. Wendy's got a great spicy chicken biscuit.
I want to try that Popeye's.
Yeah, I did try it.
Was it good?
It was good, yeah.
Okay.
It was
okay,
good.
I gotta try it.
They got some type of like mustard sauce on there that's kind of like some, tastes like some, like they put some Cajun sparkle in the sauce or whatever.
Ooh.
It's a little salty, But I liked it. I wish I could have added tomato to it. Anyway, that's a total
and a
tangent.
Lettuce.
I'm not big into lettuce on a chicken sandwich, but I do like tomato. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was good. I liked it. You know, I don't know. I don't have much else to say. You know, I'm not a huge Popeyes person, so it was up there with some of my favorite chicken sandwiches, though. I know that much. So, but yeah, I don't even really watch football the way I used to anyway.
Mm-hmm. Neither one.
It's like I'll be barely watching the shit, so you know, I can't even.
It's good napping time.
Yeah, I just feel like it would be dishonest. I know other people would love to take that extra credit for the faux cop, but I just feel like it'd be dishonest to turn it into, you know, some shit like that. Like I put that shit on when I'm about to take a nap a lot of times.
Me too.
Like we go out, eat and drink, come back.
Wake up for The Walking Dead.
Did you watch that game? No. Mm-mm. That game was watching me, baby.
I think we might be at the 8 o'clock game. I don't know.
You know what I was thinking too, last thing. I was thinking about Batman and how he always, you know, all the origin stories of Batman. Everybody knows Bruce Wayne's origin story. Parents got shot in the alley, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Robins all have different origin stories, and, like, all their parents end up getting killed.
Yeah, depending on the Robin, yeah.
But it's pretty much their parents. Their parents get killed. They're orphans. They all look like young Bruce Wayne's. And then he takes them in, and they end up crime fighting together.
Mm-hmm.
And he always is like, you know, they find out the secret somehow. Oh, you went into the Bat Lair. And now you know. Oh, you saw me leaving late at night on a motorcycle and realized I was Batman. Oh no, now you're gonna crime fight with me. And I was thinking about something, man. If he would have adopted me, he would have been so disappointed in my black ass, okay?
Oh no.
Because I am now rich. I'm not doing any of that crime fighting bullshit. You know? I would ignore the fuck out of them clues. Oh no, we accidentally left the clock open the entrance to the Batcave is right down there.
Hey man,
let me close this for y'all, and no, I'm not curious as to what the fuck is down there or why the fuck you don't be around tonight. I will be playing Fortnite if anyone needs me. Oh really? You're not gonna try to figure out my secret identity and come crime fighting with me? Nigga, we are rich. I will be playing Avengers Endgame and surround sound. Have you heard about this surround sound, Bruce?
I got a butler now.
Right. Alfred, more cheese and tomato sandwiches, please. Okay. I am getting parched up here too. I'd like some of that special tea you be making.
Can you toast it this time? You make a hell of a sandwich, sir.
Right. Alfred coming up from the Batcave with a bunch of damn bandages with blood on them and shit. Master Rod, would you need, I don't need nothing, bro. Just keep going. I don't see nothing. I'm in here chilling, having a party with my friends. Y'all keep that Batman shit down to a minimum, please.
Right.
I don't know if you heard, but my parents got killed in a very rough way. And I don't want to repeat it. I just want to be a rich kid to go to school and shit.
I know you be hollering. Stop hollering for help down there. I'm not coming to help you.
I be the worst Robin of all time. Like, Master Rod, would you like me to outfit you with a bulletproof? Man, I don't know why you getting all that shit. No, you don't need to do any of that. Matter of fact, put that up. I didn't see nothing.
It sounds like somebody being choked. Well, I guess Bruce into that BDSM. Right.
We have to lock down the mansion. Bane has gotten into the mansion. Well, that sounds like a you problem, because I'm leaving. I don't even fuck with y'all like this. Okay, y'all white people adopted me, not the other way around. Just make sure the money hit the motherfucking stipend every month, and you can send me away, okay? I'm not down with none of this shit.
I guess he likes some woman named Selena, because he say her name and all of a sudden I hear like he likes.
Man, I seen Catwoman on the roof waiting on Batman outside. I just went inside. That was it. She said like, meow, and who is this little puppy? I said, ma'am, I don't know you, okay? Bruce will be home tonight at some point.
No,
you cannot come inside.
I walked outside and I seen a woman out there and she was making the grass grow and the trees move. I was right. Like, I don't know what the fuck she doing, but I left outside.
Ma'am,
I thought it was a Halloween outfit.
Ma'am, I'm gonna need you to get off the property, okay? Them get out, okay? Them rose bushes, I'm inheriting those when Bruce dies.
Now, come
if you kill the nigga, I'm getting the stuff, but other than that, it's not my business. Please leave the rose bushes alone. Okay.
I looked outside and I seen the lake was fucking frozen in the back. I don't know what the fuck is happening out there. It's the middle of July.
She be like, come over here, let me give you a kiss. Bitch, get off me.
I don't kiss strangers.
I'm not getting in these games. What's wrong with y'all? Put some clothes on. Then run inside the house.
No, why you half naked?
Hey, my comic book be the most boring comic book of all time.
It'd be a bunch of panels of you running away.
The Adventures of Black Robin. This be just me sleeping and shit. Here he is laying on the couch watching football, sleep.
He just come and shake his head at you.
Me going through the kitchen like making a sandwich while motherfucking Batman fighting on the lawn.
Right.
Damn, this nigga making all this noise. Goddamn. Give me a motherfucking egg sandwich.
You turn around and just turn up Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
Do, 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 do. And all you hear is Batman fighting to the beat.
Batman, you see Alfred? That's what I'll be. Batman, Bruce, I need some help. What's wrong, Black Robin? Have you seen Alfred? I need an omelet.
Come on.
It's 4 in the morning. I don't want to make it myself. I mean, I'd do it if I got to, man. You look busy. I mean, is that a bullet wound? You know, actually, I don't care. Not my business.
I know where the kitchen is.
You told me stay out of it. Because, you know, Batman always start the shit with, stay out of this, Robin. Okay, you can't fight crime. You're just a little kid. I'll be like, you absolutely right.
You 100. You know what? You right. I ain't got no business climbing the side of this fucking building. Yeah. I'm going to stay my black ass.
Oh, no. I wasn't coming down here to fight no crime. No. I was coming down here to see if Alfred could come upstairs real quick and fix the satellite. Because I can't get DirecTV right now.
Come on!
But no, do your crime thing, player. Commissioner Gordon, what's up, dog? Do your crime thing, okay? Y'all be good, you know what I'm saying? Get all the criminals tonight.
I know, you gonna be like, I'm staying at a grown folk business. I'm head on back up here.
I'm gonna be upstairs with limited supervision, watching porn and playing video games on the big ass giant TV.
Come on.
That nobody around this motherfucker uses.
You're gonna be walking downstairs, shit gonna be torn up. I was just going to get the DoorDash.
Batman gonna walk in the room, I'm gonna be watching TV, he gonna wanna spend some time with me, like, hey, Black Robin, let's spend some time together and talk real quick. And I'll be like, man, I'm just in here watching, you know, some regular TV and shit. And then all of a sudden it's gonna be like, breaking news, we interrupt the TV. I got all the Gotham tied up as hostages, bitch. I'm about to blow this motherfucker up. It's me, yeah, the Joker. And I'm gonna be like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with this channel. Hold on, let me know.
Then it's gonna be like, yeah, you do, Mr. J.
I'm gonna be changing the channel, like, hold up, let me see what else I'm on, Batman. Batman be like, go back to that. I'm like, man, I'm trying, you saw I was in here watching TV. You saw I was already watching this shit. You can't, you watching something DVR.
I know, it's gonna be like, yeah, we come to get the bats.
Yeah. It's on every channel. It's not on this Blu-ray, I know that much. Alexa, play in game.
Come on, in game.
The fuck? Y'all, you better go downstairs to the bat lab and solve this shit, mm-hmm, man. Shit. Mm-hmm. We still going to the zoo after this?
I know, be like, why is that man standing there with that monocle and that cane and all the fucking penguins around him?
Man, The Adventures of Black Robin will be the best shit ever.
Come on, I'm watching it, Red.
It'll be a comedy. All right, we got other stuff to talk about. The news is up, guys. Let's see. Wendy Williams admits that she knew her estranged husband, Kevin Hunter, had a double life.
That makes sense, yes.
During the interview with Andy Cohen on his Sirius radio channel show, Radio Andy, the 55-year-old talk show host, yo, that nigga Andy Cohen, yo, he like the gay Seacrest. He took over. He be everywhere. He
keeps a job.
That motherfucker was doing something with Anderson Cooper. Then he got Watch What Happens Live, you know, running all that reality show shit with the Housewives. Like, buddy, stay with a job. So yeah, Andy Cohen talked to the 55-year-old talk show host about rumors surrounding her ex-husband's alleged infidelity. I come in, my eyes would be puffy from crying, she recalled going into work at the Wendy Williams show when things were really bad in her marriage. Williams said after finding out about his double life, she stayed around until she could completely separate herself from him business-wise and emotionally. I knew that I would have to address it, but I had to get my ducks in a row. I knew a lot of things for years, but my son, Kevin Hunter Jr., was at home. It wasn't fair to him, she added. I'm not going to grab his hand and flee the scene and move zip codes. She went on to say that being single is a lot easier with the son away in college. The person I am now is very single because he's not living with me. He goes to school in Miami. When asked if she would have still left Hunter if she hadn't seen photos of him with another woman, she replied, I would have known anyway. I have my own. No, I can take a lot, but I'm not raising a family, she added. She also admitted to having a steamy moment with rapper Meek Mill at her son's black mitzvah. I wasn't making out with Meek Mill. I was whispering in his ear and I kissed him on the cheek because he performed my son's black mitzvah, she explained. I'm not feeling for Meek and he's not feeling for me. I don't know where that came from, but okay.
I don't know, but that made sense. It's like, oh, he had a whole ass baby, so yeah, you know, you had to address it then.
Well, it sounded like the baby was the limit, I guess. Right,
that's what she drew her line.
You know, what's funny about the Wendy Williams thing was the agendas online. So many people was trying to make her shit fit into an agenda. And so they be rooting for certain outcomes and they get mad when it doesn't turn out. Like, you know, they really want her to be like this woman who was like such an innocent victim in a way. You know, like when she talks about people's business for a living, and then when shit was happening with her, I saw people being like, well, you know, that's their business. I'm like, you can't be her and say that. You literally be talking about people's business and making shit up, or at least bringing up rumors on your show to make people address it. Like, I heard you was gay type of shit. It's like, yo, you are messy. So if people out here going, yeah, you, your husband cheating and got a secret baby, what you got to say? And you be like, mind your business. That's not, you can't do that. Another thing, people with the gender wars thing was trying to do this whole like, you know, he ain't gonna get shit because he cheated on her and all this shit. I don't know the legal maneuverings. Please don't write up here with them. I don't care. But it's just like anytime something happens outside of those agendas, it's so funny because it's like, well, yeah, she can always claim this, this, and this. And it's like, well, sounds like they've been together before she was famous. Sounds like they did a lot of business together, so their money is all mixed up with each other. It's not as clean as, you know, like Mary J. Blige dropping Can Do. So it's, you know, who knows how complicated it's gonna be. And then I don't know the rules of her going around being like, oh yeah, I knew he was out here cheating, I just stayed with him anyway. I don't know what the fuck a court gonna say, and none of us really gonna know until they go to trial if they do that. So
correct,
I'm sure people will be rooting for all sorts of divorce outcomes and money splitting and shit, because people really get hard into
the gender
wars of divorce finance,
right?
And I just don't, I'm like, that money has nothing to do with me.
You not seeing a fucking dime. You ain't on nobody's payroll, dog.
You know, that shit and child support, those are two things I refuse to fucking argue with anyone about.
Right.
Like, y'all ain't seeing a dime of this. Y'all be fighting all day just based off of what is between your legs normally. Like, it's not even some shit that you care about. Just, man, shit, I want to see every man get over, okay, because I'm a man. I want to see every woman get over because I'm a woman. Like, I don't care. Good luck to everybody.
Good luck.
Let's see. Stacey Abrams to launch voter protection program in battleground states ahead of 2020 election. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
For keeping her eye on what is actually, you know, important.
Yeah, because you know her race was stolen out of her hands.
Not just that, but the presidential elections.
Right.
You know, all this stuff with voter suppression, voter tampering, voter ID laws, intimidation, trying to get people out of the paying for immigration, then you got gerrymandering. There, people's votes are under attack, not to mention straight up election rigging, which we had in North Carolina. Like,
right.
Votes, your vote is under attack, and the politicians are running, and the race is mostly turned into two things. One, we got to get Donald Trump out of here. Totally agree with that. Totally understand. But then the other thing is a whole lot of personal attacks at each other on the Democratic side to try to separate themselves in a field where they're not that fucking far apart.
Mm-mm.
There's like a few outliers, but for the most part, it's more of a popularity contest and who can get the most savvy quip in. And no one's talking about the most obvious elephant in the room, the voter suppression, the Voting Rights Act being struck down, or at least de-strengthened. I guess it's so ridiculous. But yeah, the initiative called Fair Fight 2020 takes its name from the organization for that the Georgia Democrat founded last year after narrowly losing her bid to become the nation's first black female governor. Abrams is set to announce the program Tuesday during a speech at the convention of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades in Las Vegas. Abrams, 45, who for the past several months has said she was considering a bid for president, will instead focus on helping the Democratic Party leaders and activists in 20 states to immediately begin building systems to make sure that voters have minimal problems casting ballots and that these ballots are counted. The effort is expected to cost between $4 million and $5 million will target 20 states, most of them battlegrounds in the Midwest and Southeast, and three states with gubernatorial elections this year, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. So yeah, congratulations, thank you. This I mean I was joking, but I really do think if she ran right now, she would be washed out because there's so many fucking people.
Of course.
But if she were to announce like right as the primaries like whittled down to just a few people, I know she'd get a ton of the black vote, you know. But it's actually kind of cool to see somebody focused on a bigger picture that's like
in a
year where it seems like anyone with any qualifications is running, and to see her be like, yeah, not this is not what's important to me right now, this isn't the moment for me,
I'll let y'all take care of that shit, we need to be sure people are actually voting, because that matters more than that. Y'all got it.
Yeah, so yeah, it's kind of interesting to see somebody be like, yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, because this isn't just a Georgia thing, this, and it isn't just a local elections or 2019 thing, it's a 2020 thing. This is a, hey, let's start doing the groundwork today,
right,
for what's going to happen in 2020, because there can't be no excuses. And I want to see this question asked in the debates. We won't. I want to see these candidates talk about this, because right now there's, we're talking about everything except this, and it's like, I don't even care what your platform is if you can't get, if the vote isn't gonna be an open vote for everybody, it won't matter what the fuck. Everyone keeps going, Democrats have a much bigger, much more popular thing, blah blah blah, right? And then you have one party that is choking the life out of that, out of the, making sure your vote counts as least as possible. You can't win unless you play the game that way too on the ground. Mia Khalifa was trending on Twitter. You guys may know her. She's an ex-porn star.
Oh, so she stopped doing porn?
Yeah, she did porn, so sure. It was, she was one of, her and Bell Hooks. Oh, Jesus, totally different. Mm-hmm. Her and Bell Knox were the two, like, best, they had the best PR I've ever seen for porn.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both did it the shortest amount of time. But they knew how to like manipulate it so that they would get written about in the press.
Mm-hmm.
And they both kind of used the respectability politics game of, I'm in college, I'm smart, and I'm doing porn, you know, which kind of go like, it's kind of that thing where it's like, you're the one that's actually implying that's an, you know, this amazing thing, but sex work is sex work. People do it. You don't have to be stupid to do sex work. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be smart to do sex work.
Correct.
You know, you're not the first motherfucker to like use sex to pay for school.
Come on.
But yeah, so she was talking about it now, but yeah, but what I was gonna say is she didn't actually do porn that long, maybe a month or two. You know, like a scene, or like she may have done
a few scenes,
10-12 scenes, right, over the course of her career. It wasn't a whole lot. Mm-mm. But she ended up being one of the people that trended a lot. Like she was,
she did,
she knew the media game, she had Twitter on lock. Like she was one of those people that really trended, and then she's really good on Twitter at like kind of at Twitter. She's good at Twitter. She's just good at doing stuff like, if you know, she's thirst trapping and then say some NFL player's like, hey girl, you know, what's going on this weekend? She would take a screenshot of that and be like, just because I'm a porn star doesn't mean, and people fall for that shit like, yeah, you know, but it's like, this is also PR for her as well. Like, now BuzzFeed is writing about how she like exposed this dude, you know? And of course, you know, after the first dude, it's like everybody is on their own, you know? So you want to be the eighth dude to be exposed by, I guess, you know? Anyway, so she got the Twitterverse talking on Monday night after she claimed in the tweet she only made a total of $12,000 in the adult entertainment industry. People think I'm racking in millions from porn, tweeted the 26-year-old. I made a total of around $12,000 in the industry and never saw a penny again after that. Difficulty finding a normal job after quitting porn was scary. Yeah, I guess if you just don't have any understanding of the industry, you might think that, but I don't, that's actually a lot of money for what she did
for the short amount of time.
Yeah, because she didn't do a lot of scenes, and she okay, so in here, she worked in the adult film industry for 3 months, and she still is and was one of the biggest names, but if you only do 3 months worth of work, that's what you're gonna get. Now the problem is the model for porn is really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So you do a scene, it gets pirated. Sometimes the people pirating the scenes are actually the porn companies themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So then they put it on like Pornhub. It has art, it has ads and shit you click on, or you know, in order to play this, 3 pop-ups gonna pop up, right? So that's how the streaming companies make their money. But the actual people who could produce that product don't see any money if they don't have any investment in it.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to then play that game is that you have to go get certified and be on like Pornhub. It's like a live act, a live channel. You can do that. You can be like, okay, Pornhub, I'll play the game. I'm gonna become an affiliate of you. You get a percentage of all this, but now people have to pay a subscription fee to see my videos. So it's a lot like Patreon for podcasts.
Yeah, and some porn stars actually like buy their own websites and domains.
You can do that as well.
And they're like, look, everything is directed here. You pay things. We'll do a private chat. We do group chat. Like, they do it like that.
You still have to worry about pirating, though.
That's true.
Because people can steal your shit, and then like they rip that, and then they put it on these sites, and then you have to file these like, hey, this is stolen from me, and you know, right. Once it's stolen, the lack of respect that people have for porn stars is pretty much, I can take your work. This is not work to me. I can steal it. I can do whatever I want with it.
Mm-hmm.
And even repost it on my own and get clicks from the ads and make money. Like, it's a dirty, dirty game.
Right.
So I think I think the impetus for that, like, transactional, that feeling of like, I steal my porn from you, is because of the puritanical nature of America. We shame sex.
Right.
So since people feel like I'm already doing a shameful thing by watching someone and having like jacking off or being aroused or whatever, then I'm not gonna compound the shame. Like, it's not gonna make me worse to steal this. It would actually be worse for me to pay for it, because then that's like I'm officially doing this act. Which is sad, because that's
a quote unquote commitment now.
Right. It's all a hang up that we have as the people watching the shit. And then we pass that on. Like, you know, we're ashamed. Like, how many people that you know are preaching and talk shit about this stuff still know who these porn stars are?
Yes, they do.
It's like, yeah, you know, because you fucking watch this shit. The numbers don't lie, baby.
No, they don't.
As Maxwell said, check the numbers, bitch. Okay, so
the great poet,
laureate. Anyway, so I'm not surprised she didn't make money, and I'm not surprised she didn't make money after that, because even with like Bang Bros and stuff like that, they don't sign partnerships with these people. They go, yeah, you do a scene, we pay you X amount of money, we own this scene in perpetuity, and we can put this shit out as many times whenever we want to, and if someone clicks on it, they pay us, not you.
Right.
But you're right, some people do start their own channels. There's also like, I think, I can't remember the name of the site, but there is a site for like porn stars where it's like a network where they like how Loudspeakers has a podcast network. There's a porn network for like, okay, we signed so and so, they make videos directly for us, you want to watch it, you go on the site, you know, and you pay this fee or whatever. To clarify, I was never promised millions, nor do I expect it, she said. I'm just clarifying common misconceptions about me and in turn about the industry. I was involved in porn so briefly, but my actions spread like wildfire. I continue to be ranked, truly baffles me, 5 years after leaving the industry. That is why people still think I still perform. Yeah, another thing you can do, a lot of porn stars will be like escorts, or they'll do like travel around the country doing like going to strip clubs and shit like that. If you choose to do that, webcamming, if you choose to do that.
And
there's a lot of people ignorant to how porn works, so maybe there are people that thought she was a millionaire or something. I don't know who the fuck them people would be, but maybe somebody thought that. The tweets got her to trend on Twitter Monday night and were accompanied by a YouTube video featuring an interview she gave earlier this month in which she tells her story for the first time. In 2014, Mia Khalifa made world news when she received death threats from ISIS after appearing in an adult film wearing a hijab. For the first time ever, Mia sits down with Megan Abbott to tell her story. Yeah, that's kind of, I think, why she rose the frame, and then, because, I mean, no shade, but them scenes was not...
She was not a good porn actress.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No offense. But come on. and I still remember when I noticed, like, wait, she uses condoms with black men, but nobody else. That was kind of
Kind
of an interesting decision.
Seen that too.
She described her transition out of porn as terrifying. I didn't know what I was going to do. Her infamous hijab scene, which was still garnered ISIS threats as of August 2018, is what ultimately made her leave the business. The turning point, of course, was when I did the hijab scene. That is when the ISIS death threats came in. All of a sudden, the news broke out globally, not just in America. It was trending on Twitter. It was all over the news. I was banned from a handful of countries, Egypt, Afghanistan, very Muslim countries, were deeply offended by it, and I'm Catholic, so to me it wasn't, oh yeah, this is bad. What I actually said when they proposed the scene to me, and this is verbatim, was, you motherfuckers are gonna get me killed. Yeah, it's interesting too, because she was also trying to be like the woke porn star, but obviously wearing a hijab, it's not even your religion in the scene, that's not that woke, so I guess she probably lost some woke cred at the time for doing that shit. She described her quick found flame. She said the day after the scene dropped is when everything blew up. I went from 400 followers on Instagram to like 200,000 in the span of 3 days. That's why I'm like, I don't understand how porn's so taboo. That only blows up if you see that scene. And then you went, I'm gonna find this woman's Instagram and follow her. So you got all these people that are doing that, but at the same time, like, shameful whore. How dare you make me jack off to you?
Yep.
And then it kept snowballing until it was like at 2 million, like 6 months later. This was after I had quit porn. It just kept growing and growing and growing. And then my Instagram account was hacked by ISIS. Damn. She went on to become a sports presenter after leaving the porn industry. She hopes to continue working in that field. I definitely want to grow my career, she said. Yeah, I don't know what they mean, sports presenter. I know she talked about, she had a podcast at Gilbert Arenas where they talked about sports for a while. But yeah, we'll see how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was an interesting thing in that it was, she, like, people thought she, or I don't know if people thought she made that much money, or she said that people think she made millions of dollars. But yeah, probably not worth the ISIS death threats. I cannot disagree with her there.
Agreed.
Missy Elliott to receive Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at VMAs, at the MTV VMAs.
So they decided not to change the name?
Well, as of right now, what else would they be calling it right now? Maybe they're gonna announce the name change then. Maybe they give it to her and then they change the name to Missy Elliott Vanguard Award.
I could do that.
That'd be dope.
That would be lit.
You know? She's a 5-time Grammy winner. She's sold over 30 million records worldwide and recorded hits, including Work It, Get Your Freak On, Where They From. Earlier this year, she became the first female hip-hop artist inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Yeah, she deserved.
And the thing about Missy, the shit that Missy did was so far out there, it was before its time. And some of her old videos, if y'all go back and watch, they literally stand the test of time. There's videos that come out today that can't even compare to the shit she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was like literally futuristic.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm glad, I probably won't watch MTV Awards, but I'm glad that she's winning this award, because mm-hmm. she definitely deserves the honor. People that have won it before: J-Lo, Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Madonna, Guns N' Roses, Britney Spears, Kanye West, Rihanna, and Pink. So she definitely deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's a new California law that allows diners to bring their own containers for restaurant leftovers.
Mm-mm.
Wow, they really just gonna appropriate my aunt's culture right in front of my face? Okay, my aunt's been doing this for years, way before it was cool.
And that big ass pocketbook.
Come on. You know how many prime rolls we have absconded with? Is that the right word? We have stolen?
Yes. Pilfered. what was it? How many Quincy's rolls we rolled out of there with?
Right.
Primes, Ryan. Some of these things have been closed, y'all.
You know how much fried chicken from Sizzlers I've had?
I know y'all up north. That Ponderosa up north.
I mean, come on now. My aunt has gone, she has shown me about them Ziploc bags.
Come on. Mm. And y'all be eating on that for 3 days.
Ain't nothing like biscuits in a Ziploc bag. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And get mad at the kid that they ain't doing it right.
We have absolutely, it was pressure. That was a lot of pressure. Go up there and get 4 chicken thighs. Some macaroni and cheese.
A whole request list.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. But I'm not hungry no more.
I'm 12. I'm not going to remember this list.
Go up there and get it now, Roger. Okay, I done paid for this. I'll be right back, Aunt Linda. Hold on. Did I get it right? Okay, now these is chicken legs. That's all they had. Well, now we got to stay and wait till the chicken thighs come back up.
Right.
Okay.
Now we gotta wait an extra 45 minutes.
We got to plot on this motherfucking buffet. Okay, this is not just a buffet for here, it's a buffet to go.
But they say you can't take, you know how kids is, but they say you can't take nothing out of here.
I remember one time they looked dead at us. And you know what them people did? They said, I make $5.25 an hour, not my pay grade.
Nothing.
This is not my station. And walked right past us. I said, oh no, he caught us. Because I was, in my mind, this shit was like a heist. It was like dun 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 dun.
Like, you let it be a waitress, 213, bitch, you can have it.
Yeah, like I was nervous. They was gonna, the motherfucking buffet police was gonna hop out of nowhere like, it's a sting, motherfucker. We know you had the biscuits. We know you got the biscuits in your purse. Like,
they'd be like, that ain't my shit. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why they got insurance.
I was a kid. I didn't know any better. Now I'm an adult. I'm like, of course. The shit happened in my face. I'm like, ma'am, I'm not Mr. Sizzler. Take all the shit. I don't give a fuck.
I love it.
Do you see a security badge? Okay. Mm-mm. They don't never have no security at them places, no police. You just go ahead and take this shit out of there.
Yeah, and they charge you $20 a person. Of course you're going to take something to go.
And my aunt, man, she had it. Boy, she had it laid, y'all. I'm talking about, like, okay, this the dessert Tupperware. This
it was all divided up.
This the Ziploc bag for the rolls.
And as an adult, you'd be like, where is your, like, license or anything like that? You got it in pocket.
It was a motherfucking mission. Plus, you know, kids get, like, less of a cost for kids buffet.
Yes, they do.
So it was a strategy to bring me and my cousins and shit in there, and then she would be like, listen, you are on macaroni and cheese duty, okay?
Come on!
Now, Rodney, you're gonna be on the mashed potato shift.
You gonna keep going up there. They'll be like, this boy's up here, this is his third time.
Now, you know this, you on collard greens. Like, they be looking at you like, who the hell want a whole plate of collard greens? Just a plate of collard greens. You don't want nothing else, little baby? Just
like,
more
no.
Collard greens? Is this all the collard greens? Do y'all have more collard greens back there?
You can add two with them, because you know if you don't get it right, you in trouble.
Right. I need all the collard greens, okay? So sad, the crab legs, yeah. I'm surprised they put the crab legs behind, like, the fucking place where you put razors in CVS. Like, I'm surprised they don't have a code. Like, nah, you can't just get these. We know these crab legs are leaving the building. Okay.
And that's why, Golden Corral, that's why for certain meats, they, like, they slice it up.
It's a motherfucking heist, boy. Going there.
They're like,
going there with my aunt. Like, okay, now you the distraction, okay? And you gonna be the wild card.
They're like, no, you're not gonna pick up this whole roast and walk out of here. We're gonna have somebody slicing this.
Yeah, Ocean's Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. Impossible.
Golden's 11. Golden's 11. Oh man, but see, the heist within the heist was we was really just trying to get some extra gravy.
That's a heist within a heist.
Mm-hmm. And while you looking this way at me tap dance for everybody, I'm gonna be over here getting the steaks. Golden's 11. Alright, but yeah man, that's actually a good law though. I actually like this law. You say you didn't like it?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Well, I guess it won't directly impact me. I understand it, but then you're putting it on me to remember to bring Tupperware. And everybody's not sanitary, so I'm taking somebody's Tupperware with cat food in the back.
Well, it sounds like you can bring it, you don't have to.
Not cat food, cat hair, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like you can bring a Tupperware, you don't have to though. And I think I've heard another thing that people were thinking about doing was being like, no to go, like you can't take your shit to go, then like eat your shit here and then it goes in the trash, because they're trying to save on the waste of, you know, all that, because all the to go stuff is all plastic. Mm-hmm. You know, styrofoam shit,
right?
So they're trying to figure a way out to cut down on that. So to me, I look at it almost like bringing your own grocery bag to the thing. But you're right, if they don't have some standardized way to make sure that it's clean,
it's sanitary.
But what if they just leave it on the table, you put it up, like, so it doesn't actually go back into the kitchen or any of that shit?
That's understandable, but it would still need to be something to be regulated, because mm-hmm. a lot of times if I'm bringing it from the back, I know that it is clean, it's come from something sanitized, I know that it's not going to be any food, you know, illnesses. Yeah. Or anything like that, because the last thing you want is somebody to pack that shit up and then claim that you got them sick.
Well, restaurants can decline to fill the customer container, but if they don't want to fill the container you brought, it will have to have a few procedures. If he does want to fill them, it has to have a few procedures in place. First, restaurants must have a written policy for preventing cross-contamination available on site for health inspectors. Second, they must isolate the consumer-owned container from the serving surface or sanitize the surface after each filling. That sounds like restaurants have to treat customer Tupperware like a hazmat spill, keeping it away from other surfaces in the kitchen, or following this path with a spray bottle disinfected. Other cities have similar policies in place, though not always codified in the law. New York City, for example, health officials tell NRN restaurants can fill customers' containers with departmental permission. As businesses and individuals make efforts to cut down on single-use plastics and reviled foam containers, no doubt there'll be more interest from Californians and bring your own Tupperware.
Yeah, that right there is too much. And you restaurants ain't gonna do all that bullshit. You can't get nobody how to do nothing for $2.13 an hour. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you want to pack, bring your own shit. We're not touching it. It's your shit you bought from home. Pack your shit up. And if you really want to get rid of the Tupperware, you're gonna have some people that's gonna be angry if you just get rid of it. But you know, hey, you know, it might just cause people to be like, "Will I order less?" And for some people, they'd be like, "I'm not," because that's the thing. Not to make funny, portion sizes on certain things would be fucking smaller than, you know, because a lot of times, and the reason, well, I don't want to say portion sizes, but like if somebody doesn't eat a lot, it's a waste of time if I can't take it home with me. If I don't got no Tupperware and you ain't got nothing to bring it back, so I paid $25 for this and this has got to go in the trash can.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one thing I've heard. I heard in like France they do that, and like other countries sometimes. I don't know. I'm just gonna say I don't know. I'm not as convicted about it as you are. I can see a scenario where you do bring in Tupperware, because like I said, people been doing this shit. You do bring in Tupperware, put it in my shit instead of your shit, and then you clean the table when I'm done, which you should be doing already, and then that's the fucking end of it.
And somebody has a good point. You just sell little Tupperware things in there.
But see, that's the thing. The point is to have it reusable. Cause now if you're selling me Tupperware, it's just another thing I'm taking home.
Okay.
That's it's not true. To that's give true. Me Tupperware. Okay. It's to save, it's to have Tupperware that's already, you know, being right. used, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't know. I kind of,
okay. And that perspective, I understand, but these rules, a lot of restaurants are going to opt out. But I do too many fucking rules. I'm out. Like, you're not making it simple for everybody involved.
I don't think the rules sounded that complicated, but okay. I mean, it sounded like you just need to clean wherever the area is that you allow people to take food and put it in their Tupperware. It sounds like you just need to clean it, you know, which you should be fucking doing. You should, like, say somebody has some Tupperware from home, you hopefully gonna clean their table, hopefully gonna clean all those fucking dishes, the silverware shit. Like, seem like that process will already be in there. Maybe even make a designated area or something. But it, more importantly to me, it just sounds like as a restaurant, I would be scared of the risk.
Right.
That's not like that, you know, whether or not it works and all that shit is one thing. I'm just more afraid of, like, if someone were to get tuberculosis in my restaurant
right
before the cleaning, like right now, like they were to get it before we do the Tupperware thing, right? Just today. I run a restaurant, it's exactly like we used to, no Tupperware involved. You get tuberculosis, you don't sue Olive Garden. Right? That's just, I just got tuberculosis. I don't know where I got it from. I got it. If motherfucking they got a Tupperware change or whatever, you suing me too. You now suing Olive Garden. Now you're like, I might have got it at Olive Garden. So yeah, I could see why they would be afraid to do that. Maybe you sign a waiver or something, but yeah.
And even with that, like I said, for a restaurant, it like I say, it's scary because you don't want the responsibility, like, mm-hmm. because of, say, foodborne illnesses, all types of shit. And like you say, you got to do this, you got to spread. You have you seen the health codes and shit to be going around? People don't do the basic shit. Now you want to add Tupperware exchange to it?
It's not an exchange with, okay, yes, sure. it's not a potluck, Karen. yeah, I made this dish at home. I like y'all to put it on the buffet. hey Ruby Tuesday, I made some macaroni salad. You put this out there? Nah. give me a plate of meatloaf to go. Thanks. It's an exchange now. Here's some cups. Everybody drink out my cups I brought from home.
No, thank you.
Baby, you want some punch? You want some punch? I'm out of
saying, you know, go to Corral's a fucking potluck. No, thank you.
Oh, man. Carnival Fantasy cruise ship fails inspection by federal health officials. Damn. Carnival Cruise Line's Fantasy cruise ship failed an inspection by the U.S. Center for Disease Control in July, earning poor marks for filmy pool water, brown water coming from the shower hoses and medical areas, dirty tableware mixed with clean and bagels and bread with flies on them. Oh, now I'll take it back. I don't think we should have Tupperware exchange at all.
I'm trying. People don't do basic shit.
I know. I was just joking about you saying it's exchange, Karen.
I know, but I did.
But you're right. You're right. This.
I mean, because I'm trying to tell you, if Carnival Cruise was doing the exchange, this would not end well at all.
The July inspection is the worst in the cruise liner's history, with Fantasy getting 77 out of 100. Below the 85 score needed to pass the muster with CDC, and lower than the ship's previous low of 78 in 1990. Two other Carnival ships passed inspection last month under the CDC's vessel sanitation program, with the ship's Inspiration scoring a 97 and Imagination a 94. The CDC is an agency within the United, we know what it does. Wow, that is nasty, man.
Yes, that is, and that's what happened. A lot of times they don't really pay them people to, and a lot of them people depends on, you know, the international laws. Like, those boats kind of float everywhere. So they probably have people on there that might not even be from from America and shit like that. Like, who knows how well trained they are, how underpaid they are. I'm just keeping, like, you don't know.
Yeah, and you know, I think Justin going on a cruise later this year. Hope it's not Carnival.
I hope it's not either.
Hope it's not that ship.
Yeah, I've been on a cruise years ago. It wasn't Carnival, but a lot of people love cruises, and there's nothing wrong with cruises. It just need to be clean.
And then you got people that's fucking the whole ship.
The whole ship, my nigga.
Like, it's already dirty enough. Yuck. Mom outraged after inmate transport bus used to take kids to summer camp. The mother of an 8-year-old San Diego girl is demanding answers after her daughter and dozens of other children were transported to a summer camp event in an inmate transport bus. Kimberly Steele says her daughter described the bus as having cages inside. Steele says the kids were being stigmatized. She said she was never told the free summer camp transportation was going to be an inmate bus. The summer program caters to children in underserved communities. I think I know what that means.
Does that mean black?
Black children.
Brown children. Them animals, them monkeys.
Sounds like there was a type. And you put them in the prison bus for some odd reason that I don't know. What could it possibly be?
And looking at the parents like, why you're mad? Why are you mad?
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game we didn't know we were playing. It's fucking with black people.
I didn't.
It's a game we go around the globe, find different articles, make us feel fucked with, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, apparently everybody, even your summer camp.
Even your summer camp.
Damn, can't catch a break, huh? Wow. But yeah, apparently, they thought, let's put the little niggas on a prison bus. That's where they headed anyway.
Oh, somebody said try on these ankle bracelets. Oh.
You know, listen.
Well, since you're here, I feel you, Joe.
Look, guys, we all remember friendship bracelets from summer camp. It's just a different type of friendship bracelet.
Why this bracelet blank?
It's just heavy metal friendship bracelets, okay?
Why does bracelet turn red if I go within a certain radius of this bus?
Y'all are such good friends. Let's chain y'all up together. That's, see, now y'all best friends.
Why does bracelet blinking and beeping?
Now you better get back over there and break them rocks. I know that much. Okay?
It's hot out here. How we end up on the railroad track?
Listen, guys, I'm your summer camp teacher, and I'll be watching you guys with this shotgun over in the corner.
Why are we making sure that nobody together?
Make sure that nobody try to jump over that fence over there, okay? Because if so, it's going to be a problem, okay? Cock the gun. I don't want to be no problems, okay, guys? Let's all have a fun time at the camp today, because Lord knows. If you get on my nerves,
all we gonna be doing is you gonna be just cracking rocks. That's all I need for y'all to do today.
You eyeballing me, boy? okay, you better get back, over there and finish tilling up that land.
Diego girl is demanding answers after her daughter and dozens of others were transported to a summer camp event in an inmate transport bus.
My kid is in a jail bus. What does it look like when she gets off the bus in Del Mar and there's a bunch of blacks and Mexican kids? Driving by, I would be like, whoa, what did they do?
Kimberly Steele says her daughter described the bus as having cages inside. Steele says the kids were being stigmatized. She has never told, or she was told, never told that the free summer camp transportation was actually going to be an inmate bus.
What do you say to the person that says, hey, this is a free bus ride, they're trying to save some money?
Thanks, but no thanks. Pretty much. Thanks, but no thanks. If it comes down to a child riding a prison bus to save money, it's not worth it.
The summer program caters to children in underserved communities. The program director responded saying the free buses from the sheriff's department have been used for years and there has never been a problem in the past.
Right. But the parents probably didn't know that their children was on the bus.
Well, if it's never been a problem in the past, I mean, it could be possible other black people didn't have a problem with it or, you know, which is possible. I mean, I would see this shit and there's possibly, I could see me looking at this and being like, yeah, they donated the bus, it's fine. You know, I wouldn't even think about it as the optics of like, I'm offended by this, how you gonna put my black child on this bus? You see what I'm saying? Like, it till somebody points it out and everyone was doing it and going along with it, it's not her kid, the only kid on that bus, and definitely not the only black kid. I could absolutely see other people just not thinking about the optics of it or just being like, oh, it was kind of the sheriff to let us borrow his bus. But yeah, when you think about it this way, it's like, what the fuck are we conditioning these kids for?
Yeah, and my thing is, they were bringing up in the chat room, you could have painted the bus.
Well, it sounds like they still use the bus for the prison shit, but the sheriff's office loans it out to them for free transportation, and you're not gonna get, you know, maybe there's another place you can get free transportation or whatever. I definitely feel like if it wasn't black and brown kids, I wouldn't even really feel this way.
Mm-mm.
Like if it was, you know, whatever, but the fact that it is, I definitely feel a way about it, especially since these kids aren't in trouble or anything. Like, it's not like we're teaching them, it's not scared straight.
Mm-mm.
You know, so it does feel a little like y'all thought this was okay because it's the black poor kids, so what the fuck else they gonna
do? And I would like to see who else, what other white, do y'all do this with the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, and other larger organizations, do they use this too? Like I would like to see the numbers.
Who else do you loan this bus out to?
Right. Yeah. Like I want to see who else gets this free ride, or are you only offering this to the brown people?
Right.
Like that, like if you say we're doing this for everybody, okay, cool. But if I see the numbers and the numbers be like, no, only the brown people, this is a motherfucking problem. It's still a problem regardless because you're putting brown children on a fucking bus like that. But if your thing is we do this for everybody, okay, cool.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, if it was something where everybody did it, I could even know. I could all, because like now at this point, I'm not questioning why she was concerned. I'm questioning how it was able to get by so long. And I'm not just gonna assume every person that ever saw was just some type of sellout ass cool nigga. My guess is if there's more context to it,
correct,
for people that were like, this is fine with us. You know, but yeah, she makes a good point though. And once you make that point, you can't unsee that shit. So hopefully they change it. You know, hopefully it's not just, you know, well, get your kid off the bus then, you know, like hopefully they change it and they can use a different mode of transportation. Cause that does seem kind of fucked up, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is, all took aside, it's children. You're putting children in fucking cages. Like it wouldn't even matter what color, like, have you seen the children that,
because you have to think about the inside of the bus. Like on the outside it looks just like a charter bus. On the inside, if you ever seen like a movie, they got like all kind of, you can't get to the driver, there's locks and cages and shit. Like a kid shouldn't travel like have to travel like that.
No, they should not. We couldn't have got a regular ass school bus.
Yeah, like you guys have all seen Another 48 Hours or Con Air. Like this shit ain't cool. The latest Predator movie.
And you also talking about possibly traumatizing children. Like children don't watch and see the shit happening and consume social media and shit like that, and then you put them in a fucking cage.
Right, so maybe explore some opportunities or alternatives if that's possible. Like I said, if this is the only fucking option, I understand. I really do. Cause if it really came down to this or there's no summer camp, I do understand that budget wise, this might be the move. But if there's any other option, I would try not to have kids on a prison bus if it's possible.
Come on.
So I hope that, you know, I hope that that's what it is. Oh yeah. And, Marlene says, are we adulting the situation? Maybe the kids probably don't care. Yeah. As a kid, I didn't care about a lot of shit that actually was my parents' job to care about. And it's because of them that it helped me out, you know, because they saw some shit as a kid, I couldn't see what's seeping into me. And I think this is one of those things. I think this is the kind of thing that if I rode to summer camp on a prison bus every year, I don't know. I don't think about it because it's normal to me when I'm this, you know, a little kid. But when I become an adult, I look back on shit like that and be like, damn, they already had us in prison buses and we was poor black and brown kids and we was fucking like going to summer camp. That's weird, you know, because it's not like if we're gonna like get down to brass tacks, it's not like there isn't other charity or other things that happen for kids and it doesn't get this desperate, you mm-hmm. know. So like I said, I don't know their finances. Maybe this literally is the only option. I think it's interesting you don't inform the parents.
That's my biggest
you know
thing.
I think that's interesting. If there's nothing wrong with it, it's interesting that it wouldn't come up to the parents or whatever, thinking they wouldn't care about it at all. So you know, we'll see. At least now parents get to make a choice of whether they want their kid on that bus or not.
And that was her thing, because if you would have told her, the situation may have been different, but she was not informed. Her child comes home and tell her, so the child may have been bothered by it and brought it up to her mama, like, mama, this ain't right.
Yeah, Marlene also said in LA they have gates on the windows at home. Right, and how do you think that affects the kids that live there? What lessons are they learning about home, about safety? Like, it's all this shit seeps into us, man. None of us is clean, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of this shit like changes how we live life. There's kids that grow up without that shit and they have a totally different outlook on life. I'm not saying they're better kids or any of that mm-mm. shit, but just all this little shit impacts us, man. So I don't know, it's definitely something worth considering. If it's possible to get an alternative, I think about it. So 0 to 100.
Oh, 100, just for the simple fact that the parents were not informed. Mm-hmm. Let the parents make the choices about their child when it comes to this. I don't give a fuck if it's free. You know, my child being on, particularly with the quote unquote political climate as is today. Yes, I would like to know if my child is being put on a bus like that. That matters to me as an adult. The kids don't give a fuck. I completely understand that. But as an adult, it's my job to care and be concerned about my child's safety.
I find it odd they didn't tell the parents. That's the only thing that really, really bothers me. Because I feel like if the parents made a choice and they were okay with that, I wouldn't be bothered by that. You know, if it's like, look, this is a free transportation. They taking them to free summer camp. Like, I knew it was a prison bus thing, but I talked to my kid or whatever. Like, at least give me an opportunity to talk to my kid. Like, hey, you know, this, you know what this bus is for? That bothers, that's gonna bother me. Mm-hmm. I just can't help it. I can't help it. So.
Yeah, like I said, and there's nothing wrong with them using it. Like I said, just inform everybody.
Yeah.
And after that, let the parents make the choices from there.
Yeah, maybe y'all could do a community fundraiser type thing. Maybe a church could volunteer some vehicles. Like, there could be other options that maybe aren't being explored, but I can't explore those options if y'all don't let me know there's a need. And to me, that's to me, it sounds like some white people made this decision and didn't think about it.
Correct.
That's how, because if I was, as a black person, if I was doing a program like this and the sheriff's office say we want to volunteer our buses, I would say thank you, let me explore some options though. Like, we appreciate your help and everything, but let me just make sure that that's the only fucking recourse we have. You know, maybe a school with, you know, a private school might lend us a bus or two. Like, it sounds like it's just one bus. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe some other option could happen other than this, but you know, I don't know. So we'll see. You know, like I said, if it's not a situation of it's this or nothing else,
right,
then I don't understand why you wouldn't tell the parents, you know. Anyway, yeah, I think for me it's like a 75, you know, probably not 100 or Jakars for me, but 75. Then the other thing, just, man, I just think about as a kid, just shit that we got used to that we find out later it's like, oh, this is actually kind of fucked up, you know. Like, I know there's shit that I grew up thinking like was normal, and then once I got around other kids and out in the world and all the shit, you know, it's like, oh, that's not a thing for everybody,
and that's not normal,
you know. You know, y'all aren't definitely afraid of, you know, playing the dozens at school and shit. like that's not a cultural thing for everybody. Like, white people don't give a fuck what kind of shoes you got on. They're not filled with anxiety because their parents bought them some Jeepers, you know.
They wear the same thing 4 times a week and not give a fuck.
Yeah, so I don't know, we'll see. Let's see. Yeah, someone brought up gunshots. Yeah, I just think we, there's so much shit that a kid would not think. That's what the beauty of being a kid, it's all normal to you, it's new, it's all new shit, you know. But for an adult, you know, when you're looking at your kid or looking at a kid and being like, oh man, life shouldn't have, you shouldn't have to see this early.
And the kid is like, hey, I'm just happy to be here.
Right.
For most children,
you need me, I don't need you. Jay-Z and the NFL are now doing business together. Jay-Z and his entertainment and sports company Roc Nation will be partnering up with the NFL starting this year to serve as the league's live music entertainment strategist. The collaboration comes despite Jay-Z having been for a long time a vocal critic of the league due to the way they handled widespread police brutality protests during 2016-2017. And of course, blackballing Kaepernick. The deal, reported in the New York Times, is slated to be announced on Wednesday. We'll see Roc Nation and Jay-Z consulting on entertainment, including the Super Bowl halftime show, and contributing to the league's activism campaign, Inspire Change. Jay-Z, who once bragged about turning down the Super Bowl halftime performance, You Need Me, I Don't Need You, told the Times this week, the NFL is a great big platform and it has to be all inclusive. They were willing to do some things to make some changes, and we can do some good, the rapper said, and Mogul continued. Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because that was a very fucking prescient line that he dropped. They literally did need him, because
he knew
just
that.
By the fact that he said, I'm not doing the Super Bowl, you had a trickle down effect of other artists being like, fuck them. And we're talking about in Atlanta, you know. And I know black people wanted, like, well, I don't know what black people was like, I'm boycotting, but I'm not boycotting, but the halftime show ain't hitting, the all the shit at the same time. But like, right. You know, it was like, I want all the super black trap rappers to be at the Super Bowl. It's like, one, you know, that's not the demo. You can't have these niggas on the air cussing and shit.
Come on.
But then two, y'all said y'all wasn't gonna watch, and y'all didn't want no artists to commit to performing. They lambasted Travis Scott when he said he was gonna perform and give the money to charity and all the shit. They didn't give a fuck. They was like, nope, you shouldn't be out there.
And he became an even bigger star.
Yeah, Jay-Z called him, said not to do it. So I do find it interesting that he was able to like manipulate this both ways, you know, because now he's part of the quote-unquote solution and getting paid for it, I'm sure.
Right.
And he also was part of the boycott, so they're hoping that artists will see that, oh, he's now on board, so everybody else can hop back on board with the NFL.
Because they was willing to talk after they realized how powerful, quote unquote, him saying no, which means Beyonce wasn't gonna be there, which means a lot of their Super Bowl halftime, some of their highest rated shows is when halftime shows when she's there. So if he not coming, you know she not coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's actually smart, because he's like, hey, we're both winning. Now I'm forcing you to do some shit that you weren't gonna do. Do you think they would have gave to the charity otherwise? No. Mm-hmm. You know, like he's forcing them to do things, because like I said, I'm fine. I can sell out a stadium too, bitch.
Right.
So it's like, I don't have to be here. So I guarantee you, somebody contacted somebody and started negotiating, because the season ain't started yet. So they were like, look, we need to do something for the fucking season started. And not to be funny, a lot of the entertainment in the halftime, fucking whack. It's been whack the past few years. Not every year, but some years you've been like, doesn't know.
Disagree. Maroon 5 was great.
I mean, like I said, not all of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I can't remember. You probably right.
Yes, yeah, so you have some years that are banging, but yeah, you have some years where it's like.
Well, when was Beyonce? That wasn't that long ago, was it?
It was when the Panthers went to the Super Bowl.
And then she did the one with Coldplay, though, too, right?
That was before that.
That was before that?
Mm-hmm. The last, okay, the last one she did.
And then Missy was one. And then.
That was that the same year? That may have been like a year or two after.
That was like, then Bruno Mars was one. I think.
Bruno Mars and Bruno Mars and Missy and all them did the same year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so, I'm not a huge halftime watcher anyway, but I don't know. It seemed like it ain't been fucked up that long. I feel like people just want to say that since Kaepernick. Like, oh, the halftime is trash. I'm like, it was never really the greatest. We know a handful of performances that we are Beyonce, Prince. There's a handful of people who are like, oh, remember they halftime performance? You know, Janet and Justin Timberlake's infamous one, but
right,
like, there's, it's not like the fucking Super Bowl halftime is this shit where we like, oh my god, like half the time the fucking sound isn't really set up for it. It's a spectacle. You have 2 to 3 acts, you have people blending songs that don't even go together, like,
right,
you know, it's like them being in charge of it is more to me about them saying, can we get people to start coming back and doing the Super Bowl, because we ain't paying nobody.
Correct.
You know, anyway, we'll see if Jay and them got pulled. I'm assuming between him and Beyonce, they'll be able to say, all right, guys, Ollie Ollie Oxen Free, we can start performing. I do think Goodell's quote was hilarious. We don't want people to come in and necessarily agree with us. We want people to come in and tell us what we can do better. I think that's a core element of our relationship between the two organizations and with Jay and I personally. So then why doesn't Kaepernick have a job? Why doesn't Kaepernick have a job then? That's the same fucking thing he was saying. We'll see what happens with this, you know. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. 0 to 100.
I'm not fucked with at all.
Yeah, I'm not really fucked with either, you know. I do think there'll be think pieces that have to be put out about this, and we'll see some he's a capitalist, opportunist pig type shit, but
like everybody else.
Whatever, you know. They say that about the people they don't like, because all these rich motherfuckers capitalists, but it's only when you don't like a motherfucker that it becomes an insult. Like, the nigga is married to Beyonce, and that energy is not there for her, you know. Nate, she got more money than him, I believe.
She does.
So, all right, let's see. Anything else in this category before we move on? You know what? No, I'm done fucking with black people. That was it. Let's get into something
else. Listen in on a high note, a zero. Listen in on a zero.
Yeah, zero. We don't feel fucked with. Everyone's happy. All right, let's do some white people news. That's right, I'm picking it. I'm picking us to do some white people news. And let me bring up the screen so you guys can see it with me. But yeah,
so this one ain't my fault, y'all. I didn't pick
white people news, guys. Time to talk about what these white folks been up to. Of course, we had to start with talking about their president that we didn't vote for, and we also had to talk about a white person news cover. Okay, they like to get nasty with the acoustic guitars and let us know,
not nasty,
and play around with our music, play on our phones, and try to see if they can you know, take some seasoning off of it.
They like to get down hard and dirty,
and we just like to spread awareness that they are doing this. People get upset, but we're making them strong, you know.
Mm-hmm. We're preparing you for when you go out in public.
Next time you're in a public restaurant and someone just pulls out the acoustic guitar, you won't have to start vomiting and then run out of the room.
Right,
you already been there. This is a whole band,
right?
Like, this is a whole band in the living room. It's not just like, it's not
they
just
got
one
Christmas
person
lights and shit.
Like that, yeah, this is like a living room concert. What is happening?
This is tiny living room.
Tiny couch. Hey, hey, volunteers to be all white men. Oh, and it just decided to freeze. Okay, cool. We'll just let this load for a few minutes. But it's all white men this time. Okay. Several guitars, like a backup vocal.
So deep in my feelings, boy, this ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching.
Gender on the couch is like freestyling this. This is not the words no more.
Mm-mm.
But they freestyling in the blackest way ever. It's like I don't know the words, but it's like all the typical shit black people would be saying in songs. Feelings all over my body.
These feelings
feel my nature rise.
No, we'll make some shit up.
Gotta tell you what to do. Oh.
Oh man, you know what? Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Devil. I've heard worse.
I'm gonna give him a thumbs up. I didn't mind that at all. The rest of y'all
we
just hating.
We have heard worse, y'all.
So yeah. Shout out to the Low Blow and their living room concert.
They hold 50 subscribers.
Yep, 175 views now, baby. Okay, good job, Low Blow. That's y'all's man news. Talk about your boy Trizump and all the things he was getting into in the last little bit. Let's see. Well, we already talked about Jeffrey Epstein died. he was Trump's homeboy that was a pedophile. He lived on Pedophile Island. They just went into his shit today. And
Pedophile Avenue?
No, literally. He had an island. It was called Pedophile Island.
Oh, shit!
Yeah. Had a temple on there and everything.
Holy shit! I thought that was a joke.
No, he was into some weird, wild, freaky shit. Super rich pedophile shit. And he hung out with a lot of famous people that may or may not have been helping or participating, so we don't know.
Oh, they flown to Pedophile Island? Is it like Treasure Island?
I guess so.
I guess treasure's for him.
The kids. And of course, Donald Trump amplified a conspiracy theory on social media about Epstein's death. Basically trying to say that Hillary Clinton did it somehow.
What, killed him?
Yeah. Somehow Hillary Clinton is always on the list of people that are the real crooks. Hillary Clinton is basically Republicans. Look over there! Like, what's that behind you? It's the Clintons. And then while they doing some crime in front of you.
It's the Clintons!
Universal cancels The Hunt release after Trump tweets liberal Hollywood is racist.
Boy, these motherfuckers fold. Nobody gives a fuck. Put the movie out.
Yeah, I wonder if they did this because they didn't think the movie was gonna make a lot of money, because this is the same company that put out all them Purge movies, and they try to say yes, because all the mass shootings, but I saw the movie trailer. It's not about mass shooting, it's about motherfuckers being hunted down. I mean, if anything, it's a recycled ass plot. It's rich people hunting poor people down. It's kind of the purge light. And then the heroes of the film were all like poor white people and shit, so I don't even know what the fuck it means. Like, what, why is that racist? He tweeted, liberal Hollywood is racist at the highest level with great anger and hate. They like to call themselves elite, but they are not elite. In fact, it is often the people that they so strongly oppose that are actually the elite. The movie coming out is made in order to inflame cause chaos. They create their own violence and then try to blame others. They are the true racists and are very bad for our country. Yes, liberal Hollywood, who have produced such shows as The Apprentice. Oh God. Using the Lord's name in vain, evangelicals chafe at Trump's blasphemy.
No, you don't. Quit lying.
Right?
Because your vote says otherwise.
Now, I was okay with you separating them families. I was okay with you grabbing pussies. I was okay with you being sexually assaulting people, nominating sexual assaulter to the damn Supreme Court. I was okay with all of that. I was okay with your many, many, many grifts and thieveries. I was okay with all of that stuff. I'm okay with you being married and divorced many times, taking many mistresses, having sex with porn stars. I'm okay with all of that. I'm okay with the whole Russian stuff. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you never being a religious man, never having been in a church in your whole motherfucking life. I'm okay with all of that shit too. You like to cuss? Now see,
that's why I draw my
I'm gonna have to think very carefully about my I mean, can't you just say we don't want those blacks coming over without saying shithole countries? I mean, can you call it butthole countries? I mean, can we make a compromise, Trump? Butthole, I'm on board. Shithole, too far. Too far. Had to really, really heavily reconsider my vote. The U.S. significantly weakens Endangered Species Act. So,
yeah, so it's gonna be a lot of animals. Y'all better watch them while you can, cause eventually the fuckers gonna be extinct.
Let me catch one of these bald eagles out here sleeping. Okay, guys, I have always wanted to try delicious bald eagle meat.
You better not bring no goddamn bald eagle.
I
up
want
in
some
here.
Bald eagle burgers. Mm-hmm. Okay,
no thank you.
Somebody put it on the menu somewhere. Your boy is ready to grub. It's so many animals on that list that we just have not gotten around to trying. Oh. What? Oh, you know what I'm regret? I never got to taste no dodo. I bet a dodo chicken sandwich, spicy chicken dodo sandwich from Popeyes.
Now, ooh, that sounds like that would be good. I'm not even gonna lie.
Eagle too. Eagle a bird. Underneath all that
a dodo
fearsome claws and feathers.
And you know niggas can I have that dodo egg scrambled with cheese?
Mm-hmm.
You know how we like everything scrambled fried hard?
I will fry the shit out of eagle wings.
Ah! Ooh, eagle wings about to be flames. I'm with you with the eagle wings.
Yeah. I'm saying.
You better not bring it home. Let somebody
tastes
else
like chicken.
Everything tastes like chicken.
Catch one of these animals slipping, okay? It's on.
Ah!
Do we still got buffaloes? Do we hunt them to extinction?
Somebody gonna be fucking around selling eagle egg on the food truck.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Eagle breast.
Sleep on me if you want to.
How you like your eagle? You want the white meat or the dog meat?
Mm-hmm. Sleep on me if you want to. Catch one of these dolphins out there. It's on. Trump administration's new public charge.
How you like your dolphin fried hard?
pump Trump administration. I'm gonna have dolphin tuna, not dolphin safe tuna. Dolphin tuna. I want extra dolphin in my tuna, please.
You want white bread or brown bread with your dolphin?
Mm-hmm.
You want mustard or slaw?
Put some mustard on that dolphin.
We do that with everything.
I want tempura dolphin sushi.
Mm-hmm. You want some baked beans?
Mm-hmm. Trump administration new public charge law will punish legal immigrants using government assistance. So you heard that right. You're legal, legally in America, established citizenship, but you are you haven't established American citizenship, but you are a legal immigrant. If they find out you're on any type of government assistance, they trying to deport you and shit.
Mm-hmm. How, Sway? How?
Yep, there's
you're illegal.
Under the new law, immigrants who use or are expected to use a variety of federal, state, and local government benefits, including food stamps, housing vouchers, and Medicaid, will be denied green cards and visas. Now,
but they're paying taxes for it, right? They're being taxed.
Depends, but here's the thing I want to throw out there. That sentence said immigrants who use or are expected to use.
Right.
How do you determine if someone is expected to, what are the parameters on, well, you look like the type that's going to be on some welfare, so no visa for you.
Correct.
The new rule is called public charge, a move Trump and his followers in the White House have been adamant about implementing. The guideline is set to be published in the Federal Register on Wednesday. Yep. And that was funny because I think this is the same dude, Cuccinelli or whatever, they asked him. He's the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigrant Services. Actually, under Trump, shouldn't everybody be acting? Shouldn't that all be everybody's title? The acting Department of Justice. Because, one, you're not going to be that long. Two, he doesn't hire actual professionals, so you're just acting like it. But, he said something about, like, we should change the Statue of Liberty slogan from, like, bring me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, or whatever. It's like that can stand on their own 2 feet. And they was like, are you gonna change the Statue of Liberty? He's like, well, we're not gonna change it yet. I'm like, yeah, nigga, you because you're just changing what it means, which is all what they do. Lastly, Trump's Department of Justice hit a shocking report on growing terror threat from white supremacists.
Oh shit!
What? Hold up, for real? So you saying there's white supremacist terrorism happening and Donald Trump and them don't want us to talk about it? It must be two Trumps. Apparently we haven't had a race-based terrorist incident on American soil that wasn't by white men targeting brown people. Yeah. The report showed 25 of 46 suspects in 32 domestic terrorism incidents were identified as white supremacists. The 25 suspected white supremacist suspects were responsible for all race-based incidents, while others were deemed anti-government extremists and single-issue extremists.
New session.
New session is what I like to say, guys. Okay, let me add that session real quick and pause this recording. Oh, man. Well, yeah, we got cut off going to that section. My bad, guys. Didn't look at the time in the live chat, but for everyone listening later, it wasn't that much of an interruption, was it?
Didn't affect your life.
But yeah, basically all the people doing all this terrorist shit is white people. Trump is trying to hide, and his Department of Justice is trying to hide this, even though it's very obvious. And it's almost as if they're white supremacists themselves. If they would like to understate the threat of white supremacy. Which is America's default.
Control, alt, delete.
Mm-hmm. But maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm tripping. Alright, let's get into some actual white people news. Some nice white people news, guys. Well,
mm-hmm.
Nice for... It's white people news. It's not really nice news, but it's nice. It's white people news. I forgot yesterday during my passionate defense of Taylor Swift. I forgot to read her comments. On the whole thing. I was like, wait, did I not read the comments, what she said? So I'll start with that article. Taylor Swift speaks on how it felt being canceled and how it made her feel, following 2016 Kim Kardashian feud. She says, mass public shaming with millions of people saying you are quote unquote canceled is a very isolating experience. Yeah, when I shared this article, people were like, well, she wasn't canceled. I said, did you read the article? She said, quote unquote, meaning I know I wasn't canceled, but when people call you that, this is what happens. Taylor doesn't believe people actually grasp the repercussions behind that term. I don't think there are that many people who can actually understand what it's like to have millions of people hate you very loudly.
Millions. No, well, the average person does not.
Well, you say someone is canceled, it's not a TV show, it's a human being. You're sending mass amounts of messaging to this person to either shut up, disappear, or it could also be perceived as kill yourself. Oh, I've seen kill yourself before.
Yep.
Like I said, one person's dragging is another person's harassment.
Come on now.
When it's somebody you like, it's like, how dare they do that? When it's somebody you don't like, kill yourself, bitch. However, with such turmoil surrounding her, Swift used what she does well to counteract negativity, writing. I realized I needed to restructure my life because it felt completely out of control. I knew immediately I needed to make music about it because I knew it was the only way I could survive it. It was the only way I could preserve my mental health and also tell the story of what it's like going through something so humiliating. These days, Taylor Swift is seemingly at peace and even thankful for what Vogue describes as a great cancellation of 2016. She said, when you're going through loss or embarrassment or shame, it's a grieving process with so many micro emotions in a day. Sometimes I felt like all these things taught me something that I never could have learned in a way that didn't hurt as much. 5 minutes later, I feel like that was horrible. Why did that have to happen? What am I supposed to take from this other than mass amounts of humiliation? And then 5 minutes later, I think I might be happier than I ever been. Taylor told the publication, it's so strange trying to be self-aware when you've been cast as this always smiling, always happy American sweetheart thing, and then having that taken away and realizing that it actually is a great thing that has been taken away, because that's extremely limiting. She concludes with, we're not going to go straight to gratitude with it ever, but we're going to find positive aspects to it. We're never going to write a thank you note. So that was her feelings on being canceled. And you know, the other thing I forgot to mention yesterday too about it, it's so surprising, not surprising, I guess it's actually predictable, but it's kind of pathetic. People talk shit and harass these folks online, and then when the person comes out and they're like, yeah, I felt like a piece of shit, they're like, oh, you felt like a piece of shit, really? It's like, that's what y'all wanted.
The result of going at them.
What do you think the harassment is about? It's about making them feel a certain way, and then that's how you know that people be faking that empath shit. They're not really empathic.
Yeah.
It's like you want people to feel bad, and then you have no sympathy for them feeling bad, even though you claim to have all this fucking emotional intelligence. It's so ridiculous. Andy Dick says he was attacked outside a New Orleans nightclub.
That's not good.
2001 call. Comedian Andy Dick was sucker punched by a man after performing over the weekend at a New Orleans nightclub, leaving him unconscious for 15 minutes.
Goddamn.
Or as Andy likes to call it, a weekend. Tuesday. Dick, 53, said he was attacked early Saturday by an unknown suspect after a performance at One Eye Jack's nightclub, where he met fans outside after the show to take pictures and mingle. Controversial comedian and musician was then sucker punched to the ground, knocking his head on a motorcycle and striking the pavement as he fell, according to the guitarist singer Paris Dillon, who performed in the club at the club in the French Quarter with Dick. The assault felt Dick left Dick knocked out 100% for 15 minutes before he was rushed by ambulance to a hospital where he was put in an intensive care unit for a possible brain bleed. Damn.
Yeah, yo, I know it might sound stupid, but I found out, like, really what happens to a concussion. Your whole brain hits your skull, my nigga. Like, and yeah. You don't know what the fuck is going to affect.
Jesus. Some of his shows are a little wilder. Promoter Robert Couvillion said, every show is different. This show was mostly storytelling. He didn't disrespect anyone. I'm honestly stumped, flabbergasted. Maybe that's somebody that just was like, next time I see Andy Dick.
Hands on sight.
Another man chased Dick's attacker, but he managed to get away. Cavillion said, the police told the outlet that detectives were investigating a possible assault involving him after a report was filed on Monday. He was supposed to appear at another nearby venue on Saturday, but canceled the performance after the assault. Yeah, I don't think he had a choice. He later made a brief appearance in a decorated wheelchair at an art gallery in New Orleans late Sunday, but decided against performance, saying he just wanted to show up for the fans. Damn. Dick, who appeared in NBC's news radio, oh, well, we know that. He avoided jail time earlier this year by cutting a plea deal with prosecutors after being accused of groping a woman's buttocks and made lewd comments to her on the Los Angeles sidewalk in 2018. Yeah, he was one of the people that, when the quote unquote Me Too movement started, I was like, oh, he definitely gone. You can't have him on no set. That was like his whole gimmick, was he's a wild card. He'll grab your dick. He don't give a fuck. Okay. Like that's an unemployable motherfucker in 2017, 2019.
Right.
I guess get well soon, man. Damn. Let's see what else we got here. Katy Perry accused of sexual misconduct after allegedly exposing a model's penis during a party.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, but y'all mad at Tay Tay. Wow. This whose side y'all on? Male model Josh Claus has accused Katy Perry of sexual assault, claiming the singer exposed his penis to a crowd of people at a party. Claus, who appeared at Perry's love interest in the 2010 Teenage Dream music video, wrote on Instagram that Perry gave him the cold shoulder in front of others, but was super friendly to him when they were alone. He said one time she even invited him to a strip club, but he turned down the invite. Claus claims it was at a friend's birthday party where Perry carried out the sexual assault. It was Johnny Wojcik's birthday party at Moonlight Rollerway. When I saw Perry, we hugged, and she was still my crush, he wrote on Instagram. But as I turned to introduce my friend, she pulled my Adidas sweats and underwear out as far as she could to show a couple of her guy friends and the crowd around us my penis, she added. Can you imagine how pathetic and embarrassed I felt? Claus said he feels like the Me Too movement only focuses on female victims. He decided to finally speak up about his trauma on the anniversary of Teenage Dream. He had to go there. I just say, it's like, no man can ever be like, I was sexually assaulted without being like, and it's somehow the fact, this is really the women's fault somehow that y'all aren't paying me attention. Like, you just said, it's not like everybody knew this shit. Like, you know, you just said, and there's a ton of other people that are women that have had this shit swept under the rug for decades and stuff that are also just getting attention. You know, it's kind of weird when people try to make it a versus thing. Just come out with your story, dog. You don't have to take down anybody else. And if you're only saying it to be vindictive to women, then everybody's gonna question your motives. But either way, that shouldn't have happened to you.
Nope.
I just say this now because our culture is set on proving men of power are perverse, but females of power are just as disgusting. He wrote, oh god, he's one of those. So for all her good, she is an amazing leader. Her songs are mainly great empowering anthems, and that is it. He also spoke about the music video itself, sharing that despite the video still being used by Perry, he was only paid $650. Okay, Mia Khalifa. I continue to watch her use clips of her music videos for her world tour and then her DVD, only highlighting one of her male co-stars, and it was me. I made around $650 in total off Teenage Dream. I was lorded over by her reps about not discussing a single thing about anything regarding Katy publicly, and a couple interviews they edited and answered for me. He added that it was one of the most confusing, assaulting, belittling jobs I've ever done. But yeah, this isn't the first time she's been a little too flirty with men. Last year she made an American Idol contestant uncomfortable when she kissed him without his consent, and it was his first kiss. Oh yeah, I remember that. She also allegedly grabbed Shawn Mendes' butt on the red carpet without his permission, though he later recanted that allegation. Okay, well yeah, man,
that's not good.
Sounds fucked up, whatever it is. And but he might be bitter, and maybe he's one of these like woman hating, like I'm only saying this because I hate women shit. But
right,
if that shit happened to him, it's still fucked up. Even if
yes,
that's his, even if he is on some agenda shit with it, it don't matter. She shouldn't have did that.
Mm-mm.
YouTube star accidentally uploads a video of herself hitting the dog, spitting on and yelling at it. YouTube star Brooke Houts has been denounced by her followers after she accidentally uploaded a concerning video which shows her hitting, seemingly spitting on and yelling at her dog. So she just uploaded the unedited version of a video. So she, wow. So I wonder how often she be doing this. You know, like how many other times she did it, but she just uploaded the right video. It was edited so nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
In the clip, which was shared on her channel on Tuesday and has sparked an investigation by the Los Angeles Police Department, House tells her subscribers that she's trying to prank her pooch, a Doberman named Sphinx. When the dog excitedly jumps into the frame, House grows visibly angry and reprimands Sphinx by slapping him in the head. She continues to berate the dog in the clip, yelling stop, and then shoves him to the ground. She then appears to spit on him. More footage of the incident shows House pushing Sphinx and shouting, lay down. LAPD tells people we are aware of the incident. Our animal cruelty task force has received numerous complaints about the video. We're currently looking into the matter. The video has since been removed from her channel. However, it was too late as viewers had already shared it on social media. House later shared an edited version of the clip, but she later removed it after facing intense backlash. Yeah, she tried to tweet through it, or I guess YouTube through it.
Didn't work.
Oh, here's what I meant to put up, y'all. Ma'am, the dog abuse, we saw it. I'm so freaking disgusted. Brooke House abuses her dog for wanting affection. I'm so angry by this one, Twitter user wrote alongside the clip.
Somebody said a dog uploaded a video.
Right, the dog. I'm not gonna lie, I'm ready to go get that Doberman myself if his dog isn't removed from Brooke Harris's house. I'm not even kidding. Animals should never be hit or treated in that matter, said another Twitter user. Yeah, and then she put out an apology. Think it was a good apology, Karen?
Mm-mm.
So Karen's gonna go with no, okay. Anything I say isn't gonna make those believe I'm a bad, those who believe I'm a bad person, stop believing that. And I'm aware of this. I apologize to anyone who has been affected negatively by the footage. I am not gonna play the victim card or anything of that sort, but I do want to point out that I am rarely as upset as what was shown in the footage. The bubbly, happy-go-lucky Brooke that you often see in my videos is typically an accurate representation of me, but it's obvious that I'm playing up my mood in this video when I'm clearly actually frustrated. Should I have gotten as angry as I did in the video? No. Should I have raised my voice and yelled at him? No. However, when my 75-pound Doberman is jumping in my face with his mouth open, I do, as a dog parent, have to show him that this behavior is unacceptable. But I want to make it known, regardless of what my dog does, I should not have acted that way towards him. I want to clarify that I am not a dog abuser or an animal abuser in any way, shape, or form. Anyone who has witnessed or heard true animal abuse will be able to clearly see that. My dog in no way, shape, or form was hurt by any action that I displayed in this video. Again, I should not have yelled at him or have been as physically aggressive as I was, and I'm fully aware of that. She went on to also claim that she has a loving relationship, writing, all he wants to do is be by my side, cuddle with me, and be around me, which I love. My love for him is exponential and infinite, and I do everything I can in my day-to-day life to ensure that he is living as happily as he can. I'm sorry that my actions in that particular moment did not reflect that. And then she also went on to add, give me the chance to prove these statements about myself do align with my actions. So I guess case closed. She clearly we didn't see what we saw, guys.
Did she apologize directly to the victim? She apologized to people, but I never once heard to say that I'm sorry, my animal.
She also said she gonna get her dog some training, like that's the problem.
Not her anger.
Oh man, let me get my dog some training, you guys. You know how that dog was acting. not me.
Spitting on it and shit.
Oh man, white women, boy, they crazy. Man left in the hospital for 2 weeks with a permanent erection.
Oh,
a man has been in a Germany hospital for 2 weeks with a permanent erection. Danny Polaris, yeah, he put the pole in Polaris, am I right, guys? Who lives in Kreuzberg, Berlin, took a Viagra before a night out recently. When he went home with a nursing man, he allowed his friend to inject a stimulant into his penis.
What? Directly into it?
He told Pink News he felt fine until 2 days later when he was rushed to the hospital screaming in pain. Danny was diagnosed with a priapism, which, if not treated, can cause permanent damage to the penis. 2 weeks later, though, he's still in the hospital and has detailed his ordeal on Instagram. Danny admitted he has often been crying with fear and pain and is worried for the long-term implications to his health. He is now reportedly making progress. He said he wanted to use the situation to shine a light on the taboo subject of priapisms. Meanwhile, Danny's friends have set up a GoFundMe page for his recovery and rehabilitation. What could possibly be the...
Oh, they're gonna charge you to fix that penis.
Yeah, but I mean, what could the GoFundMe description be? You know what I mean?
My friend having a hard time. He's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Oh, man.
I don't know how else to put it.
No, that's perfect. You have a very hard time for weeks now. Speaking of Instagram, Danny said he was nervous about sharing the story, but was pleased to be able to spread awareness across the world about this agonizingly painful and sometimes terrifying condition. He said he was grateful for every donation. He commented, "It's going to go towards my health, to get me back on my feet, help me travel back and forth to the UK and see doctors and family." Damn. I wonder if there's anybody out there that's like, now that's what I'm talking about. Okay, finally a man who can keep it up. Man, that, I guess that goes, be careful what you wish for. Also, how close of a friend you gotta be to let my, you know, to
inject your penis. Hey man,
can you inject my penis with some Viagra real quick?
He didn't take the pill. He was like, nope, straight into these veins.
Yeah. He was like, give it to me raw. Okay, I can't wait for the time it takes for this pill to kick in. Mm-mm. Now snort this shit like cocaine, straight into my penis.
Right?
Ashley Graham looks stunning as she models her inclusive swimwear collaboration with Swimsuits for All.
Is it really for all, or is it a size 2 to 12?
Well, Ashley Graham is a plus size model.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know if you remember her. That's her claim to fame.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. She's a trailblazer in the plus size modeling industry. Ashley Graham shared a stunning photo on Saturday of herself modeling her new swimsuit line in collaboration with Swimsuits for All.
Okay, well then yes, she would actually really be Swimsuits for All, because a lot of hopefully times people be like Swimsuits for All and you'd be like,
listen, I'm gonna just tell y'all the truth, ain't no Swimsuit for All, and that's not some body shaming shit or any of that. I mean, literally, even if there's a swimsuit that looks great on somebody that's like plus size, there might be people that aren't plus size that don't look good on. Like,
true.
Everybody body is individual. Like, it's different for everyone. And right. There's one size fits all for any of this shit that's gonna give you the exact look that you want. Like, yeah. Something that makes, like, a bigger woman look sexy as fuck might, you know, make a smaller woman like, I don't like this shit on her. You know, just, we're all unique creatures, you know?
Agreed.
The supermodel thing is just such a weird thing because everyone wants to feel included, but it's also, the entire industry is based on us saying, but these people are the finest people.
Yeah.
So even if it's not a weight thing, it's going to be a shape thing.
Right.
If it's not a shape thing, it's going to be a height thing. If it's not a height thing, it's going to be a colorism thing. If it's not a colorism thing, it's going to be a hair thing. It's going to be, this is the finest example of what we consider to be blank as a man or a woman.
Yeah, because when it comes to swimsuits, every woman's, like you said, your bodies are shaped differently, so different swimsuits look different. Yeah. On different body types.
Yeah, but it's just weird because, you know, the advertising has to be like, no, it's for everyone, but it's not really the truth. None of this shit's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And she is absolutely gorgeous. I love that picture.
Oh no, I love Ashley Graham. She is a baddie. The 31-year-old's latest drop for the Ashley Graham swimsuit for all features swimsuits for everybody type up to size 24.
She meant that then. Yeah, 24, yeah. Yes.
But there'll be somebody at size 25 that don't like it. There'll also be somebody at size whatever that just doesn't like the way it fits on them, and then they'll be like, these suits ain't for everybody. You see it all the time. It's like, I don't know what the brands catch it both ways.
Yeah, they do.
If they say it's not for everybody, then people get mad. If you say it is for everybody, they're like, but it's not for literally everybody, so fuck you, you know? She kept a straight face. She posed on the beach wearing a floral bikini top with tiny yellow string bottoms. Ashley had her arms posed in, on the tree branch as she showed off her toned tummy for the campaign. That's her husband. The model has always been open about demanding more inclusivity in modeling the beauty industry. I think there's a lot of room for improvement. A lot of these beauty brands want young and thin models, and that is what they think is going to sell the product. But at the end of the day, women just want to see themselves represented in the campaign. Yeah, that's the other thing too. Some of these brands are taking a chance and like putting even bigger people out there and like making underwear and lingerie and stuff specifically for certain body types that people typically traditionally was, you know, say this is not traditionally attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I hope people buy them, because if not, then you just ask for something you didn't want.
And a lot of times they do, because there's a demand for it, because like everything else, there's an underserved market a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Once you cross over a certain size.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about just her. I'm talking about there's other brands I've seen do this.
Right.
And I've seen the ads online, and I'm like, I hope people didn't just ask for that and then get it and, or see it on, like they see what they said they wanted and go, well, I don't actually want that, you know?
Right.
Which happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people demand something that they just can't, they're not gonna get. Because I think deep down with the swimsuit modeling, lingerie modeling, there's like a whole like thing of, I want to be the person everyone agrees is sexy. and it's not gonna happen.
It's sure not.
Like, people are too fucked up. They're not. There's people that they, if they spend all day on Ashley Graham's page talking about her being fat and shit like that, you know it's gonna be worse for other folks. So it's one of the reasons I really like Lizzo a lot, is because she really seems to be like, I think I'm a bad bitch,
and that's all that matters.
Period. You know what I mean?
Don't matter what you think.
Yeah, not seemingly on some performative shit, but just on some like, I think I look good. Period. Because I'm me. And that's one of the things I think people gravitate to about her, you know, and they keep asking her questions around it, but she's like, I'm not a spokesperson, I'm not a body positivity person, I think I'm a bad bitch, and I really believe it. There's nothing y'all can tell me that's gonna make me feel different. So, you know, like, if you want to call that like a movement, cool, but it's really just this how I actually feel. And I think it's a revolutionary thing, because there's women that look, you know, whatever, however they look. And she could walk in the room and everybody's like, that woman's fine, but they don't feel that way inside.
Agreed.
You know, cause that's what society does. It strips it out of women, where it's like, you know, if you've ever been around somebody where you're like, this person is beautiful, and you talk to them and you hear them say shit and you're like, wow, they're really shitting on themselves the whole time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anything that makes people feel included, sexy, all that shit is cool. So
agreed.
At least she trying. I'm sure there'll be people that think this isn't good enough, but nothing's ever really good enough.
No, it's not.
Rihanna caught hell. Victoria's Secret's been catching hell. Like, you know, so, and some of them just don't even try, but
don't,
at least they trying.
Damn.
Yeah, she made history last year when she joined the famous beauty brand Revlon as its first curvy model. When they came to me last year and said, hey, we want to have you as our brand ambassador, I was floored. She said at the time, lipstick doesn't have a size, concealer doesn't have a size. It shouldn't have to be about that. It should be about a woman who understands the product and can talk about it in a natural way, which is why I was so excited to be part of Revlon. Also, why I think it's really cool to see some of these, like, to see makeup artists, YouTube beauty bloggers and stuff, because look, if the fucking industry won't let you in, I love to see people be like, I'm talented, I'm gonna make my own way in.
Yep.
Like, I'm not waiting for y'all to tell me I look good or I know what I'm doing. I do know what I'm doing. I do look good, and y'all, you gonna recognize that or not, you know? Our girl Molly, oh, go ahead, Karen.
I'm about to say, and like always, people come with aid and money and all this shit when you don't need it.
Our girl Miley Cyrus broke up her marriage after less than 1 year.
Oh shit, what happened?
Her and Liam Hemsworth have called it quit. They didn't say why. They agreed to go separate at this time.
That's the youngest Hemsworth, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's the youngest one.
Yeah, but it was like they was like super together and married and all this shit and all up on the Twitter and all this stuff, and everybody thought they was together. Then she put out that picture with the dirty feet on the couch and said hot girl summer, and everybody was clowning her, and then she got a divorce, and then she was seen kissing her best friend, another woman, in swimsuits laying by the pool.
Oh shit.
So I want to do it because it's funny. Fun to do bad things. Drive into a car.
Did you know you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff for my friend.
Yeah, hood rat shit, huh? With my hood rat friends, ayy. Everywhere we go, ayy. We be drinking hand, ayy. Shake that ass, bitch. Bounce that shit, ayy. Yeah.
I think Molly really meant that hot girl summer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
still got a few more weeks to get it in.
Yeah, she took pictures without her wedding ring. And then she was out there kissing her friend, in swimsuits. I think Miley has officially joined Hot Girl Summer. I know some people were trying to say white girl. They don't want no white people in Hot Girl Summer, but Megan Thee Stallion didn't say that. And I saw the rules of Hot Girl Summer. It had nothing to do with race. So, mm-hmm. I guess welcome to the, welcome to the Hot Girl Summer Club. I don't know. Like, I don't feel comfortable.
I don't know the rules. I didn't make the rules. But I don't know the rules.
She seems to be inviting herself to Hot Girl Summer. If she take a picture with Megan Thee Stallion, I'm gonna really be surprised. I mean, Megan seemed to be making the rounds with all these different people. If somehow, it's her and Miley Cyrus together, I'm gonna be laughing. So and yes, of course, she been invited to the cookout.
Oh yeah, somebody gonna bring her. She all, she yeah, already
she coming to the cookout. DJ Paul, one of them motherfuckers gonna
somebody invited
DJ Mustard, I mean, one of them gonna bring her. And y'all keep being right, why ain't inviting all these white people to the cookout? You gonna have, it's gonna be more white people than black people. Why do I we bring some white people to the cookout? Well, guess what, bitch, that's what I'm asking for reparations. I stay ahead of the game. I play chess. You niggas play checkers. Catch up, okay?
Think about it.
I'm gonna be rolling up on them niggas like, blood hell, nigga, reparations time. Run your pockets, white people. And y'all gonna be at home. Mad I had all the white people there. That's right. I'm secretly gonna come.
And you have to be present to get your money.
Once I talk enough of you niggas out of it, I'm gonna be there by myself, just collecting all this money from these rich white people I invited to the cookout. Billy Ray, if you really was down, I think you'd give me that Ferrari that, Lil Nas X bought you.
Oh, Lord.
You don't need an extra sports car. Ben Affleck enjoys a family stroll in LA with his ex-wife Jennifer Garner just ahead of his 47th birthday.
Oh,
yeah, man. Ben
honey,
is
she been there, honey. She the one took him to rehab, mm-hmm. and she was the one that was there to pick the pieces up after his little pretty young thing left him.
Mm-hmm. And he was dating Lindsay Shookus for a while.
She was like, nigga, you old.
He was dating Lindsay Shookus for a while, and then that didn't work out, and now, but you know who been by his side? Jen, the whole time.
The whole time.
The two-time Oscar-winning filmmaker Ben Affleck took a family stroll with his ex-wife Jennifer Garner and their eldest child, Violet. Wow, Violet's getting old, man.
She's so big.
She is sprouting right on up. They took a family stroll with their eldest daughter Violet near the Pacific Palisades neighborhood on Saturday. The Triple Frontier action star turned 47 on Thursday, sipped on a cool drink as his 30-year-old princess clutched a copy of Edna O'Brien's 1960 novel trilogy, The Country Girls. Oh, she's a reader. The former Daredevil co-stars, whose divorce was finalized October 4th, are also amicably raising their 10-year-old daughter Serafina and 7-year-old son Samuel. On Friday, the 47-year-old Golden Globe winner posted about a fun summer scavenger hunt her children enjoyed with their crafty nanny involving finding action paper animals. Little Samuel even created a cute control panel next to his bed so that his famous mother can power him down at night. It's so gnarly to be a kid now. I've never posted pictures of them on Instagram. Jennifer, who boasts 8.3 million Instagram and Facebook followers, wrote in a in-style essay on Tuesday. I'm sure there are times my kids would really love to see themselves reflected on my social media in a fun way and have the attention they would get from that, but I've fought too hard against it. Yeah, man, because you never know, fucking weirdos, creeps,
idiots, yeah,
and mean people are gonna be on your comments saying wild shit
about
to you.
Your kids.
Yeah, nothing's off limits for these savage motherfuckers online no more, man. Like they want you to see it. It's not like before the social media where like maybe you read an article about somebody and you have your comments for yourself. Like now it's like you can go to their house and like spray paint it on their front door with social media,
right?
And people can't help it, man. And they literally spray painted something on LeBron's front door, and this kid's gonna be living there, right?
Right.
Ben will next be filming his role as a wealthy, jealous, murdering husband, Vic Van Allen, in Adrian Lyne's erotic thriller Deep Water in November. Blade Runner 2049 starlet Ana de Armas has already signed on to play his philandering wife, Melinda, in the new Regency flick. Audiences can next catch Affleck reprising his role in Holden McNeil and Kevin Smith's sequel Jay and Silent Bob reboot, hitting U.S. theaters October 15th. Damn, that's when it's coming out. That was fast.
That was real fast.
Alongside Jason Mewes and Matt Damon, the comedy marks the Berkeley-born, Cambridge-raised actor's first collaboration with the 48-year-old filmmaker following a decade-long estrangement. Wow, they wasn't cool. I wonder what happened. I thought they was boys, man. I hate to see white people not getting along, you know? Like Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, that whole crew, Jay, Silent Bob. That's what I want. Someone make us a shirt logo that says K and Silent Rod, okay? I think that would be cool. Not only
that's normally how it is, because I do all the talking.
Not only did we score that amazing scene for the flick, but I also got my friend back, the Independent Spirit Award winner Gush last month, the co-creator hashtag Bluntman and Chronic, and friend of hashtag J.S. Solid Bob, plays a crucial role in the reboot, and this scene is one of the best bits I've been involved with. Last member Smith hinted that their feud stemmed from his big mouth that used to tell too many candid stories that sometimes weren't mine to tell. So he was just telling being business and shit. You know, Ben be out here fucking these bitches, man. Oh shit, here you go. Here you go. Act like I ain't say it. And then that's how Jennifer Garner found out. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, I'm glad to see their friends again, man. It's cool when people make up like that. Mm-hmm. You don't see that enough anymore.
No, you don't.
All right. Wow, this has been a long episode. So no guest to race, guys. I didn't realize it went that long. Just got to talking and reading, and it was too fun. Get to this white people news. You know how it is, guys. It just starts flowing. Next thing you look up, it's 2 hours, 10 minutes in. Sword ratchet this time. Alright, let's see who is getting ratchet with these swords. A woman ditches her crushingly boring office job to become a professional sword swallower.
Oh shit!
That's right, sword ratchetness and white people news.
She was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. I wanna do something exciting.
Drawn to the dramatic street performers in the summer of 2014 while staying with a friend during Scotland's famous Edinburgh Festival Fringe, an annual month-long arts festival, Heather Burns, 24, decided to try her hands at the perilous practice. Having moved from Glasgow to Edinburgh, she gives street performances twice a day for crowds of sometimes hundreds of people. She took 2 years teaching herself her craft and said, I've always been drawn to danger. It's the time that I feel most like I'm living.
She taught herself?
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of risks involved with sword swallowing. If you get it wrong, you can very easily die from stabbing your insides, all of which I'm very aware of, but that's part of why I love it so much. Working in the office really ground me down. I lost faith in the magic of the world that you have as a kid when you think everything is possible. Do you even get insurance for sword swallowing as a job?
I hope so.
Like, how do you even get health insurance?
I don't know. Hope you have life insurance.
Taking up sword swallowing, which performers have been doing since before the Middle Ages, helped bring that magic back. Interested in drama since childhood, Heather wanted to become an actor, but instead ended up working in sales and then left school. She said, I didn't like the job and the people I was working with just weren't my people. They weren't interested in the same things as me. I felt like I was wasting time and not really achieving anything, but when a friend invited her to Edinburgh, for a weekend in summer of 2014, Heather was fascinated by the weird, wonderful entertainers performing everything from comedy to cabaret during the fringe. So she decided to just quit her job and do sword swallowing for a living. So good luck to her. Okay. Try not to kill yourself, I guess, with the fucking swallow the wrong pipe or some shit.
Right.
All right. You're like, what happens if you put a sword down your throat and then you cough? Like, what the fuck? I don't know. Anyway, it's too many questions for me. All right, guys. That's it. We may or may not be back tomorrow. Might just do Balls Deep tomorrow so I can get an extra day off this week. You guys have gotten 3 long shows. Mm-hmm. So if you're premium, you'll probably hear from us tomorrow for sure. And if you're not premium, yeah, might not hear from us tomorrow. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah. Mwah.